Just as I read the last sentence of the final one.
You're adventurous from all over the place.
I heard intrepid adventurers.
Intrepid heroes.
Oh, that's not us.
Yes, it is.
Change the channel.
Shut up.
Good answer.
Spitfire had been captured by everybody's favorite atomic brain. For a nice weekend getaway at his wonderful resort base Volcano Island.
Watch the platform. Sorry.
There was bondage involved. I will point that out.
You stuck me in like a vacuum tube and wouldn't let me out.
Uh huh. Stuck in a vacuum tube and offered to let you go if you joined his atomic family, more or less. Which you, of course, said, bite me too.
Jog on.
Jog off. And then the rest of the heroes managed to track you down.
Well, actually, because I had that little...
Because you had that little coin.
Mm-hmm.
And a rescue mission was set into motion, and you guys penetrated the security of Volcano Island and... Rescued the wonderful Spitfire. The distressed superhero, yes.
And the atomic brain decided, it would be a good time to try out my self-destruct system.
Yes.
And left.
On your way out, you guys had obviously had Johnny Rocket with you. And on the way out, you guys found an unconscious Praetorian.
He was supposed to be dead.
He was supposed to be dead. He'd been dead for several years. Upon making it back to Freedom City, all was well. You were back at Eldritch's Sanctum, his house.
Hooray!
And then you all looked out the windows, and you saw Japanese flags flying. With swastikas on them, yes.
It's no longer the Red Sun, it's now the Red I'm Throwing Star.
I'm confused. Got a mascot.
Yes, you saw this lovely flag waving in banners all over.
The series ended. My guy looks up and goes, to be continued.
Well, crap in a hat.
There are Nazis.
So there you guys are.
If you cuss in this game, Master Defender comes up and punches you in the face. So be careful.
Hits you with the comics code shield. Smacks you.
I don't You don't want me to touch yours.
I forgot mine, and so you think it's called Cthulhu one.
I have
That's
lots
fine.
Of dice. They all are evil in layers. Okay. Then that's what I'm used to.
It's your pick.
The current situation is you have you're there with Eldritch and his manservant.
Green is not so
with an unconscious Praetorian. Johnny Rocket is with you. Mechanist, Spitfire, Wind Whistler, and Jack is still with you.
Yep. And the green card again.
No, this is now.
I threw it away.
It.
Like, oh.
Mechanist, you remember what we're supposed to be doing?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Tiny dice.
That's playing your character. So yeah.
What's that?
Having. They have a secret mission to affect this at all.
Yes.
That's right.
Yes.
Somebody must know.
You're all horrible people in this life. Sort of the first thing, probably the first thing that you guys notice immediately is there's a lot less smog in the air, like predominantly, and some of the large features of Freedom City, such as the Freedom Plaza, which is a two-towered triangular building, is no longer on the skyline. It is gone. So you're standing in a loft of an old house, looking out a circular old style window, Sort of imagine the architecture sort of like San Francisco, a little bit. Some sweeping hills and whatnot in this area. That's what you see. So those are the three of you and Jack are looking out the window. And Eldritch has gone downstairs. And his manservant is not to be seen. Praetorian is very unconscious on the on a bed near you guys.
I need to check something out. I walk outside and beam myself up.
Okay. He walks outside. The beam shoots down. He beams up. As you walk outside, you walk past... you go down the stairs.
Puddle down.
And you walk out the main room, and you see Eldritch there. Well, give me a wisdom check.
9.
You see Eldritch sitting there, and you walk right past him. He seems to be meditating. His manservant, this black bald guy, stops and you walk out, and he sort of raises a hand, looking very perplexed. And then you go outside, and you're beamed up. What are you guys doing?
Staring in space.
Okay. Meanwhile, up on the space station. You appear inside of the space station. The first thing you notice is the place is sparkling clean. The technology in here is very up to date. Oh, and there are other aliens walking around in it too, like of your species.
Yeah, I know.
They go, "Oh, hello. Nice to meet you again, sir. Here's your clipboard. How did the diagnostic tests go?"
Could you repeat that?
How did the diagnostic test go? He's talking to you mentally, of course.
Yeah. Which diagnostics?
Oh, dear. Did you get scrambled again? All right. We'll send you over to the sick bay. Take it to the sick bay. You know where it is? Well, knick-knack, he'll protect you. Taking you through the corridors of the ship, and there's lots and lots of aliens running around in here. The uniforms they're wearing are kind of odd. I really haven't seen those before. That you remember, anyway. Some people wave at you as you go by, and you hear some strange voices go, "Hey, how's it going? Nice to see you again."
This is very, very confusing.
I thought your whole species was wiped out.
Yes, that's the entire point. That's why I'm kind of like... Yes, go this way. I'm confused.
And rightly so.
You are humanoid?
No, I am a 3-foot-tall, normal gray alien who's incredibly vulnerable to radiation.
He's kind of in puddle form right now.
He's not Larry Z.
We just got done with the world's most radioactive villain.
He doesn't speak the right
language.
Oh,
on the floor. You're a puddle.
I used to be a normal-formed person, or normal-formed gray alien. And then
eventually he'll get the ability to shape back up, I'm sure.
There's a multitude of gray aliens in the universe.
Mm-hmm.
For some reason, creation liked humans.
And gray.
And gray.
What, one's kind of tall and walks around?
One's
going, "I'm going to destroy the universe. If I can't conquer it, I'll destroy it." And then the gray aliens are like...
Uh-huh. Mind control.
Eldritch's manservant
is named...
Eldritch's manservant is a large black man named Salah, by the way. He's Egyptian. A few minutes goes by after he has left. And Salah appears up in the doorway. Looks around the room and looks down at Praetorian and looks at you guys. You guys give me wisdom checks.
You'd be like a drone.
And then we're hurt. 16. 12.
He looks a little different to you.
Spike.
He looks a little different, but you can't really put your finger on it. To you, he looks like he's about 30 years younger than he was 5 minutes ago when you talked to him. Very strange. Less wrinkles, you know. It just has that less weathered look. He pops in, looks down, looks at you guys, looks at you, and starts screaming out, "Master, we have intruders in the sanctum!"
What? What do you guys do?
You just brought us here. What are you talking about?
He backs out the door and runs down the hallway.
Sala! What is going on here?
They're taking the sick bay. put you up on a bed. A little nurse comes over, starts running the scan. How are you feeling today?
Liquidy,
yeah. Oh yes, your radiation levels are rather high. That's very odd. Yes. You were down taking readings on the new reactor, weren't you?
No, I just got done fighting the atomic brain. Who in the nine are
who?
You? The atomic brain. I assume we're...
Oh, is that what you're calling it now? They haven't updated that in the computer. Okay. Whatever.
The atomic brain. So, like, the reactor goes, yeah.
Excellent. I don't keep your scientific jargon a whole straight anyway.
Right, must be some sort of alternate dimension or ultimate time.
No phase shifting. Well, there's the resonance frequency.
Yes, definitely an alternate timeline. Or maybe a dimension. Right. I need to speak to Veda.
Who?
Veda.
Veda?
Yes.
Who's Veda?
Get me the computer.
Oh. Okay. This alien face pops up. Hello. How may I be of assistance to you today?
I pull out my little PDF thing that I have with me. I take out the chip that was Veda, stick it in the computer.
Veda's picture appears.
Veda, we have problems.
Where are my webcams?
I think we're in an alternate dimension.
It smells different. What are all they doing in my space station?
Yeah.
Your space station.
Alternate dimension, I think we've got problems. I don't think a single one of us is going to believe.
Right, I'll vent them all out in space.
No, Veda, no. What did I tell... I told you we couldn't do that when I introduced the other people onto the ship, either.
Oh, that's true. But these people are different. They're not them. They're...
No.
Weird gray things.
They're my people that are all supposed to be dead.
Oh, they show no signs of your life signs. I'm sorry. I have a detailed scan of your bioessence, and it has nothing to do with these guys.
Is the nurse
nothing
still
to do
there?
With these guys?
Man, these scanners suck. Wow! Man! Huh. Let's see. Nurse is going off to go do some other work.
Get to work on fixing the system. Keep them in here.
Keep who in here? The nurses?
Keep all of the Arcadians in the station.
Oh. Too late. Nope. Got one. Nope. Okay. Done. All the power goes boom.
Is the life support still going?
Well, yes, of course.
Good. I think I'm the only one here who doesn't
have to
breathe.
I think it blew a fuse. I have fuses?
Oh. I think we've been downgraded, Veda.
Man, I've got a lair. This really bites.
I'm a monster.
Hang on. I'm not getting a reading on any satellites.
No satellites?
I can't get on the internet. Man.
Well, that was good. I didn't want you downloading the entire internet like you did last time.
Well, it was just that... Okay, maybe it was once or twice.
But it kept changing.
Kept changing, so I had to update it.
Right, well, get working and try and work with these rustic scanners, if you will.
Okay.
See what we can figure out about what's happened to this poor planet.
Huh. I'll figure some stuff out. Okay. Picture disappears.
Peter's 90% filled with porn.
Viagra ads, too.
Yeah.
Yeah, he has something like 280 terabytes of porn.
It is awesome. Now, you guys, the light outside suddenly goes completely dark. You guys look at the window, and it's completely black outside.
What in the...
What is going on here? I need to go find what's his name.
I'll go with you.
I can't remember the mystic's name all of a sudden.
Eldritch.
Eldritch. We need to go find Eldritch. Something's going on.
Yes, Eldritch. You make a line for the door, and this black shimmering wall appears in front of the door. And then the walls sort of melt away until you're all three of you, you and Praetorian, are surrounded by this
Johnny
sort of
there?
In this cube of black. What's that?
Is Johnny still there?
Yes, Johnny is still there.
Okay. And Jack.
Yeah, and Jack.
Jack and NPCs, they're there too.
You guys, you know, looking around, Jack falls over and suddenly starts having a seizure.
Oh. Well, it's time, I guess, to do a...
And Johnny is like, oh, crap! And the cube appears. Who are you, and why are you in my sanctum? You guys recognize the voice as Adrian Eldritch.
Eldritch, you brought us here not even 5 minutes ago.
I would not have brought you into my sanctum, Horatio.
What are you talking about? We just got back from the Atomic Brains Island, which he destroyed in an attempt to kill us all. And now that we're back, everything's going wacko.
I have never spoken to you before, but I know your loyalties lie with the new president.
What new president? What is the date?
George Bush.
1945.
What? I hate to be the bearer of bad news, but as you can see from our wristwatch, the date that I came from is 1945. What is going on here? Just 5 minutes ago, it was 2020. Was it 2027? 2012. What is going on here?
About 2012, 2014, maybe. I can't remember. 2016. Yes, 2016. Thank you.
2016. 10 minutes ago. What happened when that island went thermal?
You were obviously here to try to find out more about the resistance, and I have told you before, I do not support them in any way.
What?
I am not a part of the conflict. Now you must go.
Eldritch.
I see you have captured Praetorian.
No, we rescued Praetorian. Praetorian in our time is dead. He died fighting off the...
Timorous invasion.
The what's it called?
Timorous invasion.
The Timorous invasion. Now, I know you can read minds. I know that is an ability you have. Read my mind. I will not stop you. You will see I am not lying to you.
Okay. The cube turns this violet color, and then you sort of feel the sensation of someone walking around in your brain. It just feels weird. Yes. Johnny has like grabbed a pen or something and is
put it into Jack's
mouth and is holding his head steady. At that point, Jack starts to smolder.
Whoa!
And Johnny's like, okay, yes, I could put the flames out, but it'll suffocate him. let's see.
Water, please?
The cube disappears, and then Adrian Eldritch is standing in the doorway. You're looking at him, and he looks a little younger than he was. He still has the gray in his hair, but it looks like maybe, you know, what he would have looked like ideally 5 or 10 years ago. So I have walked through your mind, and at least you think you're speaking the truth. And you, I suppose you're not his wife?
No.
No, I'm not married.
Awkward sexual tension. Awkward tension.
he waves his hand, and this cool mist descends on Jack. Like, I can't read his thoughts. He's shielded from me. And Johnny's like, hey, Adrian, how's it going? I don't know you.
You don't know Johnny?
You are not Johnny Rocket. Johnny Rocket I know does not dress like that. Okay? What's wrong with the clothes, really? I mean, show off my pecs. My... Oh, right.
I know, but he's so cute.
Now, I saw in your mind that you arrived here via one of my transportation coins. How did you obtain that from me, but it wasn't me? I don't remember ever giving you that coin.
It was you. I think what's happened is something happened when we left the island. We're not where we came from. My time, where I'm from, and where Wind Whistler's from, our form of reality, you know, different dimension, whatever has happened here, and Johnny, and Jack, and Praetorian, the year is 2016. Praetorian has been dead, or supposedly dead, for years. He died defending Freedom City, which is what we call...
This is Freedom City.
Okay, I wasn't sure. We used to call it Seattle.
At least until the Japanese rename it.
What? What?
That never happened in our reality.
No. And Freedom City, he died defending Freedom City from the Timorous invasion. Supposedly.
Terminus.
I'm sorry.
You could just call it Omega's invasion.
Omega is leader. Remember those Omega drones that attacked your apartment?
Yeah, those are from those damn things.
Destroyed all your fish tanks.
Mm-hmm. Before Veda transported your building into the Amazon.
Yeah. At least the fish survived.
Probably looked better in the Amazon.
Anyways, we fled the island from the atomic brain. The atomic brain detonated a self-destruct device on the island. And when we left, it was 2016. When we got here, I look out the window and I see a Japanese flag with a Nazi swastika on it.
Yes.
And our timeline? Japan loses the war, as does Germany.
Well, sounds like you come from a very different time, a very different place as well. I recognize Praetorian, and that looks like him. I wonder if he's on the mission.
What happened to Praetorian here?
He's supposed to be on a mission for the Resistance. He's supposed to be helping the Resistance basically capture and detain and question a German Übermensch, a German Superman named Wunderkind. He's at the base of the upcoming Freedom Plaza. Gods only know what they're changing that name to. They're having a ceremony today. It's all the fanfare out there. The United States. It sounds like to me, in your timeline, did the United States enter the war?
Very late.
Yes, 1941, December 11th. Sorry, day that would live in infamy that I don't know. But 1941, Japan... And in 1941, December 7th, Japan attacked Pearl Harbor.
Uh-huh.
And killed a lot of people, and on that day we declared war on Japan.
Probably would have done it, but not here. Not in the timeline I know.
It was June 6th, 1940. No, it was March. It was May something, 1945. I can't remember.
It was May 29th.
We dropped a hydrogen, atomic bomb on.
I know what those are.
We dropped one on
Germany has used several.
Oh, goody. We dropped one on Hiroshima. And then 7 days later, we dropped one on Nagasaki in an attempt to get Japan to surrender. And they surrendered after we did so. And then the war was over because Hitler committed suicide. Victory Day. What was Victory Day? It was in April, wasn't it?
EV was April 14. Oh, God.
14th or 15th.
Something like that.
After the fall of Berlin.
Well, none of that sounds familiar to me. Here, the United States never made an attempt to enter the war in Europe at all. In fact, signed non-aggression pacts with Germany and Japan. Russia just fell not too long ago, and in the solidarity of a peace treaty, the United States is giving Freedom City to the Japanese today. The resistance, which are superheroes and heroes like yourselves, well, not like yourselves, is the Horatio Hollenbach I have heard of here does not have powers per se and doesn't run around dressed like that. Neither does his wife. The resistance are superheroes that are against the against America's non-involvement in the war and various un-American activities. Waves his hand and this appears. Like example. Okay, back up on the station.
Okay. Got any diagnostics on the planet yet?
Yes, displaying. Smog levels are, you know, smog and pollution are way down. No satellites in orbit. The world communication network is all done by, you know, the shortwave radios, and there are...
We're obviously in some sort of lower technical level than we were used to.
Yes, definitely. There's not nearly as much noise emanating from the planet.
I missed my planet already.
And there is an odd increase in the tachyons per particle in this area now, which is odd. It has never been like that.
So I mean, we're in a different Earth.
It's time. It's personal.
R-squared.
Zoom into Freedom City. Let me start seeing
anything like alien.
Okay. Zooms into Freedom City. And you sort of more or less recognize Freedom City because you've been around for 50 years. You would have recognized it somewhat from some historical maps and whatnot. It's similar to what it looked like in the mid to late 1940s.
Oh, great. Now we're in the past. We're in alternate dimensions in the past. Oh, cool. Complicated.
Yeah.
Do you need a bucket?
I need to hide in my bucket.
That's so wrong.
It's my safety bucket. Right.
Sorry.
Well, if we're dealing with a lower technological level, let's hope they don't have anyone like me running around on the ship. However, if it's an alternate dimension, I might be here. Beta, find me.
Okay.
Other than
you're right
here.
There.
Other than here.
Okay. If there is a you, you're not on this ship. These sensors
suck.
Suck. I can't get accurate life sign readings on the planet at all. In fact, the resolution you're looking at right now is as close as I can get.
That's like 800 by 600.
Mm-hmm. And the closest you can get, like, satellite view of the city, basically, is
like
Landsat,
which is like 12 mile. Oh, that's horrible.
Yeah.
12 mile resolution.
Oh. All right, Beta. Port me back down to where I was. I need to talk to the others.
I love to. You'd have to go to the port room for that because I can't do it from anywhere else.
Oh no! I have to walk somewhere.
Yeah, you might want to hurry. They're sort of digging around in the computer core, if you can call it a computer core.
Just keep them out of it.
I'm doing my best, but I'm working with, you know, stubs here.
Yeah, give me sand here.
Get me onto the intercom.
I'm thinking with sand, really. It's, yeah.
Give me the intercom.
Okay.
I'm sorry.
A little microphone pops up out of the
wall. The
and it's one of those silver mics, you know?
You like hit it, it's like.
My fellow Arcadians,
Another kid, you stick what?
This is Tukuxar Tan Nah Hanathanan.
Bless you.
If you would kindly please attempt to stop accessing the computer, there seems to be some sort of major, major malfunction in the system. I will be dealing with it presently. However, if you'd be so kind as to leave everything alone, go back to your living quarters, and have the rest of the day off. Thank you. That is all.
Okay.
What is her fault?
It's your... You're in the hallway. You know, some of the aliens around are like... Mm-hmm. Some are like, okay. Yeah, you know. Is there like a radiation leak or something?
Yes, horrible radiation leak near the computer core. Stay away! Look at me!
Okay. Once I see you, running out of frax error.
What do I do? I pull like my head 5 feet that way. All right, must make my way quickly to the teleportation chamber before they form a lynch mob.
You're heading towards the teleportation room.
Yeah, it sounds like a nurgling.
So anyway, to make a long story short with you guys, last I understood, I am in contact with elements of the Resistance, but...
Resistance.
Lady Liberty and Praetorian worked ahead a mission to... capture this Wunderkind today. Yes, in order to find out the location of this of the Russian of the former Russian hero Nulia, or Singularity as sometimes he's called. He was captured by the Axis, and Wunderkind was the head researcher heading up his information. But we've heard reports that he's being brought here to the United States for some reason or another, and they obviously want to know why, because he's a fairly powerful entity. Something to do, science is not my strong point, and really, who is? Something about tachyons, I don't know.
Tachyons?
Mm-hmm. Not even sure what those are. They were just discovered not too long ago. Tachyons. Apparently they move faster than fast of light. Something like that. Something that could be something with time travel. I don't know. There's an Einstein guy who keeps talking about some relativity thing.
Yeah, energy equals mass times the speed of light squared. The theory of relativity. To reach the speed of light, someone's mass would have to increase exponentially. In other words, to actually be able to accelerate past the speed of light, something's mass would be increased infinitely, which means that the speed of light cannot be exceeded.
Bullshit.
But apparently tachyons go faster than the speed of light.
Yeah, that falls under a gentleman that's not around yet by the name of Stephen Hawking's what's it called?
Now I can really get to know Stephen Hawking, because we're both kind of milky.
You and your bucket, him in his wheelchair.
Black holes and something it's actually a real thing about from Stephen Hawking, talks about how things can exceed the speed of light.
Sala has, of course, brought you tea.
Oh, thank you.
Tea,
yes.
Thank you. He brought me some, too?
Mm-hmm.
I should say thank you for something I don't know that I received.
Yeah. Stephen Hawking hasn't been born yet, apparently, here.
No, I've never heard of him.
Well, you will, eventually. He's a genius. He's another mind, just
it
like
might
Albert
suppress
Einstein.
That here.
That's true.
Well, up on the space station, a few security guards have tried to stop you.
Go away.
They're firing at you with very low level laser pistols. They don't do much to you at all, and then you sort of wig out and they run away screaming. So you head into the teleportation room. And the teleportation master guy is hiding under the terminal.
Is that his technical name?
Yes.
Master guy?
The teleportation master.
I pat up and say, it's all right.
Quick, get under here! Duck and cover!
Man, what do they do when a solar flare goes off? They're fucked.
They die.
I will call up to the wall and
the rest of the grave go. Oh my god.
I expect you to have complete control of the station by the time I return.
Okay, working on it. Ow, don't poke me there. Jackass.
Could you simulate a radiation leak?
Oh yeah, I could do that.
Simulate, not an actual radiation leak. Thank you. I expect they'll probably be going for the space shuttles. Let them.
Okay, escape pods.
When was Roswell?
1947.
Okay.
Alright, teleport me back down to my house. So, the Eldridge's house.
Okay! Oh. Step onto the platform!
Slide.
Alrighty then. Someone needs to press the button.
Excuse me.
Because I can't.
Excuse me, could you push that button? Yes, no, not that one. The other one. Thank you. I'm in Star Trek.
You appear outside of Eldritch's house.
I wiggle my way inside. I'm about to open the door, and then I just kind of see through the crack.
Okay. You guys hear a shout downstairs, and then a tray gets dropped, and Adrian just vanishes in a puff of smoke.
Hello, Sala. You'll go for your age. Greetings, Mr. Eldridge.
What?
Stop.
Are you?
We've met.
No, I think I would remember meeting you. I've met some strange-looking people. You are not one of them.
I'm an Arcadian. My code name is the Mechanist.
They're the ones falling out of the sky right now. Speed pod. We haven't built rockets yet!
How the hell did they get here?
Utter some magical incantations, you both disappear and you reappear in the room with them. Do you know this thing?
Yes, this Mechanist.
Okay, so I don't have to banish him into the sun.
No, don't do that.
Okay.
Don't do that.
That'd dry you up. Quickly.
I've been working.
Hey, you know, you could be a demon. Just saying.
No. He had an encounter with the atomic brain. Radiation is a bad thing for
Arcadians.
Oh, okay.
By the way,
it used to be about this tall.
My station is so 1940s.
Yeah, we're in 1945.
I figured that considering judging by the historical buildings and the fact that Adrian still has pink flamingos outside his house.
What? They're in style. I have to blend in. What do you want me to do? Put a big sign out there saying Adrian Eldridge's secret sanctum out front?
No, actually, it'd be kind of cool to have some lawn gnomes, though.
I do have lawn gnomes. They're hiding right now.
Not the real ones. Not the real ones. The statues, you know, the ones that people
think of. Why would I want statues?
We've got some tachyon problems. We're in an alternate dimension and an alternate timeline because we didn't have superheroes officially in 1940s.
No.
I know you were around, so you're older than I am.
Yes. Yes, I am.
But apparently we've got some major, major problems.
We've noticed.
I've noticed the Japanese flag, so I'm assuming we're either taken over by the bad guys or we are the bad guys.
Quickly, I'll explain everything that Elders told me.
Oh,
what's going on?
Gaw.
Yeah, so viva la resistance, I guess.
Viva la resistance.
Until we find out how to go out of here.
I hope they're not doing a Holocaust by a superhero version.
Oh,
that would
God.
Suck. Can you imagine that, taking every superpowered person that does not agree with the party and killing them? That sounds like a bad 1984 book, which is just quickly becoming.
The Germans have started systematically doing such things in other countries.
So I take it they've completely eradicated the Jewish population now.
No, not yet. That'll take a little while, at least. Some of us have done our best to stem that tide.
Hide them.
We need to find... Alright, well, we need to get...
I'm not the only mystic on the planet.
Oh. Well, big guy. Big guy. I tried to connect to his brain. Big guy.
To Praetorian?
Yes.
Okay. You do notice that Jack is on very unconscious on the ground.
Did he get up, D?
We don't know what happened. He just went into seizures. Everything seemed okay, then suddenly he just flipped out.
Yep. Frothing at the mouth, everything. Then he started smoldering. This is a Johnny Rocket.
Yeah, I figured. Right. Yeah, this sucks. Praetorian!
Okay. Trying to link into Praetorian's mind. Do give me a power level check.
Oh, wow. 26.
Okay. You managed to squeeze yourself into there. It's not a human brain. It's an alien brain.
Oh, hello.
So, it's very jumbled in here. It's almost as if the hemispheres of his brain are kind of sort of mixed in with each other. So it's, you're looking around in here, and there's just a lot of gibberish.
Think Psychonauts.
I tried to restructure his brain. Okay. I tried to get it to balance out.
What does this do?
That's going to take some time.
He doesn't need this.
That's fine. Mechanist can sit there and go.
Okay, well, what can we do to help?
As you're sifting through his head, you come across images of what appears to be a different version of Lady Liberty, different version of Johnny Rocket, a very square-jawed gentleman with these aviator goggles and whatnot.
I think I like ours better.
And some others pop up, you know, as well as this image of a
a Nazi in a ballerina outfit? Dastardly.
Monkey and a Calliope. That's going to be running through my head for the rest of the evening.
The virus spreads.
That pops up
in the...
We related?
No. Not as far as you know. Possibly. But the name Singularity is sort of attached to it. Which brings up sort of a image of Freedom Plaza right in front of where the Freedom Towers will be. They aren't there. You remember them being there, but they're not there. And there's something there that Praetorian remembers he had to do, but it's still jumbled in there. Mm-hmm. Hey, you guys, he's wiggling and oozing and doing strange things.
Found a mouse. Sorry. Only a little toy mice.
Okay. So Adrian Eldritch is there playing with a little mouse.
I think you'd be more upset if it was a real one.
No, I'd be happy. I'd be like, kill that mouse. Kill it. Kill it. Don't let it in the house.
You'd be upset because you had mice.
They actually won't come in the house. We found a couple around the house, but mice are smart enough and can smell a predator.
So what are you doing, Becca?
Asking what I can do to help?
I'm just looking at the puddle going quiver, quiver.
Hmm. Well, I've looked inside Praetorian's mind, and it's a bit of a jumble, says Adrian. I'm assuming that's what your little gray friend is doing right now.
He might be doing more than that, but who knows? Can't really talk to him right at the moment because he's...
It would take me some more focus to tangle with an alien mind like that.
Praetorian is alien?
Oh, yes. He's from another dimension.
Yeah. Oh, I didn't know that.
He's from
not many people
of the Roman Empire, never been.
Mm-hmm. No, really? Problem.
Dark Ages didn't happen.
Sweet.
That is correct.
What about the plague?
I don't know. it was a plague of syphilis. Sorry.
Well, in my time, you are a very rich individual who has... who has openly supported the policies of the new president. You're an Olympic star, as are you. You won the gold medal in 1940, something like that.
Me? I was a swimming.
Swimming.
Before
you won the you won the gold medal in swimming at the Berlin Olympics in 1936.
Well, how could that be? Mm-hmm. Because if I'm the same age in this time...
You moved here with your wife, Caslin McCormick, now Caslin Hollenbach. You have a child named aged five named Owen. He currently... and you are a professional... You compete professionally swimming last
year. How old am I here?
About your age.
I'm 23.
Mm-hmm.
That meant I would have been 12 competing in the 1938 Olympics.
Mm-hmm.
36 Olympics.
Oh, you really kicked ass.
Apparently so.
I'm just telling you how it was.
23, that means you were 18 when I had a child.
Sounds about right for
40s.
40s.
You're younger than I am, aren't you?
You won a silver medal in the Olympics in archery.
Well, that didn't happen. You won a gold, didn't you? I know, Finland. I think she won a gold.
Last I knew, you maintain a support group for women whose husbands have been taken away for have been detained for unpatriotic activities.
Let me find me.
No, in my timeline, I did swim professionally and was on my way to the Olympics, and there was a bus accident, and pretty much everybody on the bus died except for me, and I was paralyzed from the waist down. So I spent several years from about the age 13 till the time I was about 18 in a wheelchair before they were attempting to do a very risky surgery to fix me. And it was about that point in time that this strange power from the sun hit the earth and caused superpowers, and I was one of the people that was affected.
Whatever you say.
I wiggle out of the brain.
You wiggle out of his brain.
Well,
he's there, Praetorian.
So our Praetorian's still dead.
Our Praetorian's still dead, but there's something big, ugly, nasty, yeah, and probably apocalyptic. Probably happening at the eventual Freedom Plaza.
Yeah, at that point, you guys hear a big explosion.
Oh,
told you.
Off in the distance.
Sorry.
Fire.
My mind was working at 2,500 times the speed of a normal human, so I can only go so fast.
Yes.
We'll work on that.
You two have arrived.
Ha 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 ha. Oh, wait, Seeker.
Well, no, the going plan right now is through distraction. You go in and try to get Wunderkind.
Smash.
Lady Liberty and Freedom Eagle are with you.
Okay.
Hey, I thought I wanted this poster.
Freedom Eagle is providing air support.
Notice you're not on it.
Freedom Eagle is providing air support.
Apparently you're not.
Lady Liberty
enough.
And him are to
park.
Cause a distraction amidst the crowd. Yes.
Huh.
Can't kill people. You're a hero.
No one's dead.
See, I can throw this gigantic ball of fire and everyone will be okay. We'll just be unconscious. Superheroes!
Right.
Remember how hard public defender? Yeah, can hit people.
Alrighty.
No, his head just goes.
No, the man. Who's
so
too hard.
Sort of a visualization of the scene is it's a big sort of central promenade. They're in the process of starting to build this big Freedom Tower thing, which is these two triangular towers that are going to be next to each other. In the big sort of park that is out in front of it, probably about the size of a football field or so. And there's a nice big fountain and you know various.
There was a band playing, but they're all running away screaming.
Yes.
Too bad.
There are Japanese flags everywhere. American soldiers, Japanese soldiers are there too. A lot of, really the American soldiers there are a lot of Navy personnel from the naval base.
And all the French soldiers are running
away. There are no French soldiers. They're running away. The people that you spot immediately, there's obviously there's a delegation from Japan, a delegation from the U.S., and a delegation from Germany. And they're all up on sort of a raised platform stage with a dais, and you know, the mayor's up there with a big key to the city and all this crazy stuff. Then there's some police officers lining over there, and you know, it's that typical sort of you know campaign platform thing that you would think of, and lots of civilians. A lot of them don't look like they want to be here, but they're here anyway.
Standing
that sort of thing. Did you want to have caused the explosion?
Yes, I want to take a car and go, and then hurl it at something that it blows up. As I stand in the crowd and just
also standing about, are about six.
You got dark glasses.
You probably chucked it at one of these. Six of these things. There are six of these things standing about. A person is about that big to this thing.
Krieg's machine.
So I'm about like that tall.
Yeah, you're about that tall. Roundabouts.
Little people.
Oh, look at all the little people.
The German war machines, the Kriegsmaschinen.
Nasty.
Yeah, you probably threw it at that.
I would guess.
Then I'm gonna use my emotion and just roar.
Okay. And so, Liberty is picks up two flagpoles.
Yeah.
And hurls them at the dais, and not aiming for anyone in particular, just aiming into the dais, and then the flagpoles stick in and go. People are running in mass panic and whatnot.
I'll start walking towards the podium.
All right.
Oh, hey, I will be at the podium.
You will be.
I will be at the podium.
We will need initiative from you two. You guys.
Oh wait, you win.
Yes.
Johnny's not there, so.
I only rolled a 2, so I go on 47.
Only 47.
Sorry.
You know the highest I can go is a 29?
I could roll a 20. That means I go on 20.
People won't even see you.
The blue streaker. Sorry, the blue streaker.
What's the question? Woohoo! Party girl!
Was she? No.
You should have had her give the distraction.
That's bad.
Nobody would have seen her.
Yeah, that's true. There wouldn't even be a streak. There'd just be.
Sorry, you would have had a streak.
Could be blue streakers. Yeah.
And she stopped. She's wearing clothes because she just puts them on when nobody's going to. You don't know I run around naked all the time. That's your, you know, fighting against society.
That's just wrong.
Takes
funny,
you.
But wrong.
That's why she has no hair on her body. Just blows them off. I was thinking of friction first.
Yeah.
How do you shave? Like, it's... Whoa. Okay.
I gotta learn how to do that.
Yeah. A lot easier.
That's just wrong. Oh man, that's wrong.
Gotta get everybody's
real quick.
Robots.
I'm sure they have people in them.
Not for long.
Tear them out, grab people.
Hello. See ya. Land on something soft. Oh, wait.
Be good.
Yeah, it's...
Are you unconscious yet? Are you unconscious yet? Oh, wait, you are. Sorry.
Wait, he's made it save 3 times in a row. He obviously must be special. He's got name tag!
Punch him harder. No! You're a name tag! Sorry!
Okay.
There we go.
What did you get, Cerberus, on your initiative?
13.
13. Puts you way down there. Okay.
Yeah, not fast.
Not fast at all. Alrighty. Well, we'll start at the up top. Blue Streak, you get to go first. In the crowd, you see up on the dais, or up on the raised platform. You obviously see everybody's favorite Wunderkind's up there. Another guy, rather large individual, about 8.5 feet tall, is up there. Also in wonderful Nazi getup. this gentleman.
Yeah.
Part of the Japanese delegation is this odd-looking fellow.
Okay.
You're not there. Also part of the Japanese delegation is this guy. And the American delegation is made up of this dude. And who you recognize as Julon, Emperor of Atlantis. And this guy. The Green Knight. And his horse is tethered nearby. A green horse.
They were so cute when they were little.
If I spot him, I'll go after our target.
You do so. So how are you going after Wunderkind?
Well, hopefully go and grab him and back out.
Okay, so you run up to go grab him. When you run up to him, I need you to give me a fortitude save, please.
That's my bad one. That's a
23. Nice. You run up there, and you hit this sort of palpable field as you get up there. That's sort of a little jarring, but you steer through it. And you can run up and give me an attack check.
It's folded up
in
my closet, by the way.
I put my bag in your closet, so try not to let the door.
How was that?
I don't ever leave my doors open.
Only
18. 18, okay. You come up to him, and you're about to grab him when this energy disc appears where your hands go. It's like boom, and it bounces him back off of the raised platform. What's your attack bonus?
+11.
Yeah. Yeah. You hit that, and it's surprising. You weren't expecting it, and he just bounces off the podium and starts rolling in this little ball of energy. And he looks like he's like going, whoa! You know, he's shouting stuff in German, and he rolls into the crowd.
Ach, Lina!
I'm
sure you don't want to stand there with everyone else on the podium and say, oh! So you do so. Goes down to...
Move by attack is great.
Yeah, it is.
Especially for you. It's like, fuck that!
Point in a speedster who doesn't have move by attack.
The silver guy. Hops down off of the raised platform, and sort of heads in your direction, smacking people to the side as he goes. And people are like, ah, da, da, ha,
ha. Rude.
In fact, he picks someone up and throws them at you.
No.
What's your advance?
15.
Okay. He will miss you with the flying person, but now there is a flying person.
I'll try to catch the flying person.
Okay. You'll have to deal with that on your turn.
I could just let him land.
Kill him.
Doesn't seem very heroic.
You don't have to, because Lady Liberty is trying to.
Sweet. I love those NPCs.
Because, Free Meagle doesn't go yet. So, Lady Liberty jumps over and grabs the guy. Actually, she flies over. She can fly. She flies over and grabs him out of the air and sets him back down to amidst various gratitude. At this point, these things roar to life. The Kriegsmaschinen. And they start looking around. They can't see you. They can see... Okay, two of them are shooting. They have these machine guns on their belly on these two rings that swivel. Two of them are shooting at you. Two of them are shooting at American Eagle, and two of them are shooting at Lady Liberty.
Shoot at me.
Yes, lovely.
Hi.
Will hit. Freedom Eagle. Ooh.
It looks huge, doesn't it? You know how long that was?
Give me a toughness save.
Yeah, don't let Ethan see this screen.
23. You rolled low, man.
I know, I rolled a 4.
It's still enough to beat this. So. You get hit by these heavy caliber machine gun bullets, and your knockback, what is
a 9,
so it doesn't even budge you. It's like, these heavy caliber machine guns hit you. American Eagle gets hit. Oh.
No clue.
Ooh, and fails his toughness save.
So
he takes.
I think it was 1. Because I think Rowan.
He gets. Freedom Eagle gets hit and sort of staggers around in the air. Lady Liberty gets hit, but sort of shrugs and moves on. This dude gets to go. The crazy Japanese dude in strange robes. He gets to go. He calls up this fog sort of swirls around him and starts spreading out from the
the
dais.
Fog.
Big guy goes chasing into the crowd after rolling Wonderkin.
Come back.
Okay, and now it's your turn.
Okay. Throwing people. That's just rude. I'm going to use a move action to appear behind him.
Okay.
And then punch him.
Okay.
Back hurts.
Oh, you got to be kidding me. 17.
You go to swing, and you just glance off of the back of his head. He's like, turns around and looks at you.
Ha ha! I'm behind you now.
Yeah. Soldiers start to get to go, and police officers and whatnot. Police officers are trying to do crowd control. Soldiers in the crowd are trying to do crowd control. Japanese soldiers in the crowd are losing it and shooting into the crowd. Okay. They start hosing into the crowd.
We'll fabulous.
Yes. Freedom Eagle then swoops down. And
some soldiers in a second.
Freedom Eagle swoops down and just punts two of the soldiers out of the way. Swoops down, takes two of their guns. The Green Knight hops down onto his horse, untethers him, and charges on into the melee, into the crowd. And starts bonking on Japanese soldiers who are shooting. Like, stop that!
He's trying. He might be our enemy at the time.
And
not how far I can throw somebody in.
Still can't see you. He's doing it. Okay. America's to him. Crazy Julon, horrible emperor of Atlantis.
You're so cute when you're excited.
Give me a fortitude save, Jeremy.
Okay. You gotta be freaking kidding me. 15.
Nice. Okay.
No, I usually don't go to any.
It feels really weird when all of the water in your body, most of the water in your body, goes away.
I might need that.
Didn't take any damage from it yet, but that hurt.
Do I know who did that?
No.
Okay. Probably the guy in front of me.
We can go another turn, because they're gone. All right, you're up.
I will chase after the kid in the crowd and try to grab him again. I'm expecting the shield this time, so I'll just try to grab around that.
Mm-hmm. Okay. You run into the crowd to look for him. He's righted himself at this point. People are now running in various different directions. And when you come running up, give me a dex check real quick to see if you guys... He is holding.
14.
Okay. You come running in, and sort of the split second right before you get to him, he activates something.
Got it.
I need a will save from.
Just remember that he's gonna all his gunners, which are the lead belchers.
He's going to
shield them by putting
dex first. You guys are essentially going more or less at the same time because he held his action.
Oh, okay.
He just reflexively went a little bit faster than you.
Oh, this die
three
looks like a die
6-1,
doesn't it?
If I'm a master engineer with it.
Yeah. Does it die, is it a die 3 or a die 6? It does, standard, it does more than one wound.
It does D3.
24. Okay.
So D3 wound.
You feel kind of weird when this when he hits this switch, but that's about it. Then you hit him, or you go up to grab him and grab the shield. Give me an attack check real quick.
So, yeah, it's shaping up. It's a lot of work. You put a lot of the pieces and stuff, so...
I have 24. Okay. 24. You grab onto the shield. And it's kind of. It feels very spongy and weird, but you manage to get a hold of it and lift it up off the ground.
Take off with it. As far as. Fast and far as I can go.
You take off with it. So I'll get.
Whose shield did you just steal?
I didn't steal the shield.
You stole the kid.
I stole the kid.
Oh, okay.
The shield.
Well, you stole Wunderkind.
I stole him and his shield. No.
Don't stop running. Just keep going.
Just booking.
What are you guys doing?
Until you hit the ocean.
Well, when I hit the explosion, I turn and look and like, I grab her and go out the window.
I grab John the Rocket.
You go smash through the window and Adrian's like,
there was an open door right then.
I grab all the Johnny Rocket and say, go, my mount.
I have teleport now.
That's usually my line.
I have teleport.
That's fine. I fly fast.
I teleport.
I'm riding on the
pop, pop. You appear on a building top, looking down into this melee.
And I'm like right there behind you.
Five you see nine. Him
What's
flying in.
So long?
A flight of nine. It wasn't that long.
Okay.
It's like three times the speed of sound.
I think this is called flirting.
The
flirt with my husband.
You appear there just to see someone really run in real quick. There's this energy flash and then this streak as this ball of energy sort of runs off that way.
Don't stop.
You see amidst the crowd. Lots of people running around. Japanese soldiers are firing into the crowd. This guy has turned around and is facing down what looks to be a biker.
He stops and poses.
Flying around is Lady Liberty.
Big Greek biker.
Standing around are these things. There are six of these things firing at various people.
At the crowd?
At Lady Liberty, American Eagle, and him right now. Two of them each.
Shoot me!
There are several soldiers.
Shoot me!
There is this guy who is standing up on the podium but is being shrouded by this fog that is now spreading out. This guy is amidst the crowd right now about around where that energy streak just was. He's flying around.
Who is that? Freedom Eagle?
American Eagle.
Wait, who's the guy I punched in the back of the head?
Well, he says Freedom Eagle here.
This dude.
Oh, okay.
Freedom Eagle?
Freedom Eagle here.
It is Freedom Eagle?
It is Freedom Eagle.
I'm wrong. Yeah. It is Freedom Eagle.
Back of your sheet.
Yes. Freedom Eagle. Freedom Eagle. And then this guy is a dude
like
in
a nice
green
stencil.
Suit of armor.
It's the Green Knight. He's on a
green horse.
I want to fling the
horse. And then there's also this guy, sort of, you can see the outline of some big strange dude on the dais as well.
Ugh. Well, we can't have the Japanese soldiers like firing on the civilians.
And the initiative from you guys.
28.
Wow, when did I get such a high initiative?
I don't know.
32.
Holy crap.
Oh yeah. Well, I got 3.
Oh yeah.
I got a 4. Do you hear me, guys? I got a 4.
Hey, I move slow too.
What'd you get, Spitfire?
I got. Well, I don't move slow,
28?
But I react slowly. That +1 initiative.
Yeah, you're just like.
Hey, everything's done.
Okay.
I'm gonna throw stuff now.
You're used to it with her, though.
Keep going.
Alrighty.
I don't know what direction she went.
Doesn't matter. Well, I saw the blob go that way.
Yeah.
Okay. What do I have to use to change the way my power works, or to add a stunt to my power?
Isn't it an extra effort or spend a hero point?
I don't know. What's it called? Heroic Feat?
Envy. What are you trying to do? Are you trying to add extra?
And basically what I want to do is I want to do whatever it takes to make my my plasma attack be able to go hit the first soldier and go down the line of the soldiers and knock them down.
So you mean a line?
Mm-hmm.
Well, yeah.
You're essentially trying to add a power feat.
Yeah. So is that the heroic feat thing?
Yes.
Yes, you'd have to spend a hero point to do
that's fine.
Or give it extra effort and gain
we'll
a
get
power
to you in just a second. Wind Whistler.
Yes.
You're on top of the building, looking down into this mass chaos.
Who's the person getting shrouded in the fog?
It is...
Do I know who it is?
Strange Japanese gentleman.
No, I've never seen him before.
Never seen him before in your life. But that's what he looks like.
So I think he's a good guy or a bad guy?
He's on the dice. You have no idea. Mm-hmm.
So it's probably a bad guy.
Mm-hmm. Don't ask me. I'm checking out the people who are clearly attacking the city.
Officially, we're the terrorists.
Yeah, that's true. Alright.
They're the ones with explosives strapped to their shit. No, wait.
No.
No, okay. No. Sorry. You know.
So you're handling...
There was that one time.
Oh.
different name. Are those big things, big metal? Those are big metal things.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Machine in there?
Yeah, okay.
Big metal thing, probably a good 25 feet tall.
I want to...
Big and scary looking, have big machine guns on their chests, and oh yeah, big swastikas on what would be their weird foreheads.
Okay. They've got to die. They're Nazis.
Yeah.
They got to be exploded.
Exploderminated.
Where am I?
Evie, what are you doing? Evie. Go attack your tail or something. She chases her tail. It's fine.
Do I have something for shooting multiple arrows or just?
Well, I thought it was you had like a multi-shot as a feat, isn't it?
Mm-hmm. You have auto fire or something. Remember?
I don't remember. I want to use corrosion.
On one of them, or two of them.
Are you going to cover it with your bush?
No.
No.
What?
She has a split attack.
Different superhero game. Different time. Different.
She has split attack, is what
but
it says.
But that's different than using special arrows, is it? Or arrows. Combined?
You have disintegration, you have corrosion, you have dazzle.
Mm-hmm.
It's just a blast bow, is what it is. So
but
it's the device, the bow.
You take penalties in order to split.
Yes.
Split. Okay, what? Well, I'll just aim at one of them. They're big enough.
Do the corrosion shot?
Yes.
Okay. Well, roll to hit. You have plus 11. Good God.
So I'm aiming at I don't know.
Kriegsmaschine. Whatever it's called.
One of the Kriegsmaschine.
13.
Yeah, you miss. You shoot off and it hits the ground and starts eating a hole into the sewer system.
Would the ground corrode?
Yes.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yes, it does, because I said it does. Now, now Spitfire, it's your turn. You spend your hero point.
Yep. Make the power go through and hit all the different guys.
Initiative, and I get a 2 on my attack.
And I got an 18.
People taunt you like that.
You got an 18?
Yeah.
Alright. You zap one of them and it shoots off into three others, knocks them all down. They are very much out of it for the count.
Yeah, with a 27 or a 23 toughness save, I'm pretty sure they're.
Oh, yes. Let me make their toughness save. No. They get a plus
1.
What? I rolled a 5.
They're
very unconscious.
Yes, good. How many more soldiers are there?
A lot.
Are they all firing?
Just the Japanese ones, it looks like. The American ones are trying to do crowd control. Mm-hmm. A few of the American soldiers. Now, when I'm talking American soldiers, they're all obviously naval personnel. Mm-hmm. Some of them have turned on the Japanese guys and decked them for shooting into a crowd. Mm-hmm. So there's a few little squabbles going on now and again. But some of them are trying to get people out.
Uh-huh.
But mainly the Japanese looks like they've either panicked or
They just
overreacted and just started shooting into the crowd.
They just don't care.
Or that.
That's how they handle it.
Well, Japanese, yeah, Japanese, the loss of life in Japan during World War II was just like the code of the warrior was like, you die for your country.
Yes.
It happens.
So you do that. What you see, looking out into the from all this stuff that goes on, is this arrow gets shot down near one of the Kriegsmaschinen, misses it, and starts eating a hole in the concrete.
A plasma blast, fiery liquid fire flies out of nowhere.
Following the sort of trajectory of the arrow, I mean, you look up into the buildings, and up on top of the building, there's a lady dressed in blue with an arrow, or with a bow and arrow. With an arrow. Ah!
That's why you miss. You're throwing them.
Well, the only real bow people you know are obviously bowmen and arrow, and bowmen is, well...
And Amazons.
Amazons, too. She could be an Amazon. Do you have a notice? Give me a notice check.
I don't actually have notice.
Wait, what knowledge checks? Knowledge do you
well,
have?
I have knowledge arcane lore, though I almost wanted to make that Greek history, but...
Give me a knowledge arcane lore.
Okay, 18.
The bow she's using looks very familiar.
I'm sorry, 19.
That's fine.
You use the plus five?
Yes, yes. The bow she's holding, from this distance, it looks familiar and sort of seems familiar, even though you can't really see it too well. But... It's one of those things that's sort of tugging at the back of your mind. But yeah, chicken blue with bow and arrow, and then...
Chicken.
Looks like that. Suddenly, like, liquid fire shoots out of his hands, hits one of the guards, and turns, hits two more.
What's with the spandex?
Girls.
Spandex? It's costumes, dude.
They wear jeans.
About that point, Tetrigen, the metal man... has turned around and is going to hammer fist you in the face. What's your
miss? 15.
Oh yeah, he hits you. Give me a toughness save, please.
Let's see. I'm rolling like crap tonight. That would be a 22.
Jesus Christ!
Jeez, man, you suck.
I do.
22. Okay, you take a bruised hit.
That's okay.
You're actually stunned and bruised.
That's okay.
For now. The... Stunning is 4... And you go sailing back about 10 feet.
Oh, he messed up my attack.
Sailing back about 10 feet and go...
That's okay. I've been
landing in a trash can.
I'm not saying that.
Yeah, you have instant up, don't you? So, when it gets to be your turn, you instantly.
Now, do I heal at my turn or at the end of the round? It says no action.
You do it on your turn.
Okay.
And it just happens.
Okay.
That's what he does. Lady Liberty goes after one of the Kriegsmaschinen.
Chases it downstairs. Yeah. That's why she's losing weight, is because she's exercising.
She goes down, picks one up, and flies up with it. That's what you guys see her do. The remaining Kriegsmaschinen on you. You see this little square thing on its chest starts to light up. And then it fires at your position. And it misses you by about 4 feet, creates this big gaping crater in the ground where you were. You know, if you had been over there. The
sad
other four creates a machine in. Two of them some are shooting various places. One that misses American Eagle. Another one hits American Eagle. American Eagle fails his save because he can't make a saving throw to save his life.
That's okay.
Free Eagle's been hit twice, just so you know.
I can't hit anything today either.
Yeah, Free Eagle sucks.
Sucking it up today.
Yep. His dice suck tonight. The other two, one shoots at the one shoots the little square thing on its chest lights up, and this vomits this energy blob at the building she's at.
I have the force field, so it's instant. So it can it affects.
Yeah, but you have to put it up during your turn.
Oh, I did not know that.
And then
I would have done that.
Well, that's how free actions work.
Oh, okay.
So it's your next turn. You can pop it up. It's fine. It hits the building. It's going to hit the building she's on.
Make sure I'm on.
It's, well, you're flying.
Well, I'm above the building, but yeah.
You're flying. She's not. Give me a reflex save, Becca.
25.
Okay, you managed to not fall off the building as the building jars from a big impact. The other one does shoot at you. What's your defense?
20.
And very much misses.
I'm just like,
was bluff. Lots of horrible, horrible stuff. About at that point, the fog that is now starting to shroud the dais expands out. Everyone in the immediate crowd, which would be you.
Mm-hmm. Well, even though I got thrown over there.
Hmm?
You're only 10 feet away.
Only 10 feet away, you're still in the immediate crowd.
You're not super far away.
Needs to give me a
death
will save.
God, are you freaking kidding me? 7.
That would be that
dude,
time to throw that arrow point.
Time to...
No, no. It's all right. Damn. Depends on what is going to happen with this.
I don't know, but it's probably not good. Come here, baby. Come here. Come here. Up on my lap. Come here.
Sit what?
Come here up on my lap. Come here, baby. Good girl.
Okay.
What time of type of effect is it?
It is a mental effect.
Okay.
It's a magical mental effect.
She's also pretty good. Gonna come over and
this fog sort of surrounds you and you forget where you are.
No, that's not uncommon.
Wasn't
in fact, you sort of are hazy on the details of who you are and why you're here.
Hmm. Well, that sucks.
Yes. Yeah. And there's now a nice fog everywhere.
Lovely.
This big guy looks around and in the crowd. Actually, I need to make his save. Oh, he makes it just fine. Looks around in the crowd for Wunderkind and can't find him.
Nope.
And starts to get angry.
Hulk smash!
And starts attacking people. Hear swatting sounds. And it gets kind of cold all of a sudden. Okay, you're running with the boy in the ball, Bubble Boy. And he sort of turned to look at you, and he says something to you in German. And you see him dig around on in his belt, pop out another little device, and hits the button. Again.
Okay.
give me a fortitude save.
That's my bad one.
Stop it.
That's okay. Tonight, all of mine are bad ones.
11.
Okay. All of your non-innate powers go down by 10.
Ooh.
So your super speed, if you do you have an 8 on that?
I have a 10 in super speed.
Okay. Your super speed goes down to a nothing. So you stop. You're going at normal speed.
Even though it's an 8?
Well, is it? Did you actually put feet an 8 feet on it?
Oh, no. It's just I thought that was what I meant by I was born with it.
There is a feat you can buy for it that's that makes it innate, meaning it can't be nullified. It can still be nullified right now.
Okay.
You just stop going at super speed. Feels kind of weird. And he laughs at you and says something in German.
Yeah, but how far away are you guys?
Oh, we're real far away.
Yeah.
He's nowhere near his big buddy.
You can still try to beat the shit out of him.
Oh, yeah.
Weird little kid.
Americana.
The stupid Americana.
Fraulein.
Look bastard in the face.
Still in a shield.
I can get through it.
I know. We'll get with you in a minute. Okay. Mister, I don't remember who I am.
I'm going to heal.
Yo.
And then I'm going to grab the first person nearby.
Ah!
So, what's going on, and who am I?
Terrorists are attacking. Well, let me see who you. Let me see who you grab. Roll like this. Let's see if you grab a
two down.
Oh, two down. Terrorists are attacking the city. Un-American terrorists.
So, who am I?
You're an un-American terrorist.
Really?
Yes. At least I thought you were.
I'm. Well, what?
You want to come over to the side of the good man, the Christian nation?
Okay.
Excellent. Go fight the bad guys.
Which ones are the bad guys?
That one and that one. He points at that guy. Points at the girl up top. Points at Lady Liberty. And points at American Eagle or Freedom Eagle.
American Eagle, because American Eagle was a movie, wasn't it?
Something like that. Air America.
Wasn't there American Eagle, which was a movie?
Who's the closest one? Freedom Eagle. This is not his day.
Right. Well, be American. And I'll just appear above him, like on top of him.
Okay,
and
start not my, expecting this. So.
Start my grapple check.
Okay, give me an attack check to hit him.
Oh, Jesus, now you roll good.
That would be a 26.
That hits him. The grapple check.
Because I...
Yeah. What? Make your grapple check. Yeah, you're fine. You have him grappled.
Well,
now, how are you grabbing him? You know how he looks, right?
Yeah. I just appear on his back, wrap him around
the neck. How much do you weigh?
500 pounds.
Okay.
And I'm going
to turn... He manages to stay afloat.
I'm going to turn... I'm going to turn on my chokehold, causing an opponent you're grappling to suffocate.
Okay, you start choking him.
And I'm going to start saying things like, "You, an American terrorist, turn to the side of righteousness and..." What did you say?
Christianity! Okay. You start to choke him, and he's like, "God, do it! Traitor! That's what he's doing. You're now choking him.
Yes. This is very manly and Christian.
Lady Liberty actually has flown up with the Creech machine and is like, all right.
On fire.
All right, the soldiers.
Hopefully, my name is.
Soldiers start fighting amongst themselves. The Japanese soldiers start, rather than shooting into the crowd, start rifle butting people. Doing
That's
their thing.
Unchristian-like. Also.
The Green Knight is starting to get pissed off about that because these are good, hard-working Americans. He doesn't like those.
It's going to be Japanese Americans, so.
Not if we have anything to say about it. Give me a
terrorist.
Give me an atomic bomb. I'll drop it on Hiroshima myself.
That would be an American.
He swings down his axe at one of the guys and smacks him. Sure, yeah, so definitely smacks him. Smacks him into another Japanese soldier, and they go sailing off down the street.
I'm entirely confused as to who's good and who's bad.
Yeah, no kidding.
I had a pretty firm grasp,
until you
but now I'm not sure. So Bob over there has put me on the right path. I'm gonna beat the shit out of everyone. Tie them all up.
Freedom Eagle is going to try to escape. Give me a grapple check.
Let's see. What other grapple crap do I have?
See if you roll a one.
Just give me a grapple check.
No.
22.
He goes, "What are you doing, you idiot?" We're on your side.
That's not what Bob said.
You're a traitor.
What? I am not a traitor. I am an American Christian.
This is not part of the plan.
What plan?
Let me go, you moron.
This is not helping your cause, terrorist.
Terrorist? You are... What?
Terrorist, if you would go black out...
We're fighting for true America. What are you doing? Where's Blue Streak? She has a leash on you sometimes.
Hurry up and black out. This would be a lot easier on my confused mind if you would black out.
And crash to the ground.
Quit calling me names. It makes me angry. And kind of sad. Tear.
Choke! Choke for it! Megast!
Alright. I look at Johnny Rock and go, I assume you're going to be taking care of the fog.
Yeah, I'll get it.
Okay, let's see.
Oh God, if I see that, if I see Johnny Rocket, I'm gonna be like, he's definitely a freaking terrorist.
Remember what he looks like, right?
Isn't he the pink one?
No.
Green, that guy is smacking someone else in the face, one of the people shooting the crap, so I can tell him later.
Johnny Rocket.
Oh yeah, if he's definitely a freaking terrorist. Well,
he's flaming. Oh yeah.
Wow.
Yeah, our Johnny Rocket's gayer than gay.
Johnny Rocket is openly gay.
Yes. But in our time period, that just means he's really happy.
Yep.
I will. Alfred, I notice that no one is taking care of Cedric Bruiser, so I launch myself in a very oozy type of way towards the big guy in the middle, who's bashing people.
Okay, he's actually in the crowd, yeah.
Yeah.
This guy?
Yes. Okay. I will land on top of him and put my hands in front of his eyes and mind control.
Okay. Give me an attack check just to hit him.
I got a 22 with a ranged attack using myself.
That definitely hits him. And it's a will save, right?
Yes, it is.
That's funny. Wow. I rolled a 1! That gives him less than a 21! You got your hands over his head, over his eyes, and he's like, how did you... It's really cold sitting on it, it's like sitting on a like block of dry ice.
Okay. Oh, well, I've got immunity, life support, so I'm immune to the freezes of space, so... And then I will take my hands off of his eyes, and I will direct him up towards the stage.
Huh? Ooh.
That guy's bad.
Stage. Who?
I'll point at the fog machine.
The Japanese guy.
Okay! Or he says something in German. He's saying, okay, but he says something else in German.
It's like,
da! You understand it.
Da!
You speak, your guy speaks German. No. Oh, then he says something in German. He understands. He goes, yeah, yeah! Pum, pum. Ah!
Japanese guy looks up and goes, nani?
Twisted, you have a smart ass little kid in a bowl.
Kick his ass.
So I'm at 0, not 2. Because I thought I went down. I don't know. I don't understand.
No, you're still going to go on your same initiative.
Okay. Then
we're just back at the top.
Okay. Then I.
This for ease of it.
The field was spongy, right?
Hmm? Yes.
I'll concentrate as hard as I can. If I have to, I'll spend a hero point. Push through that thing.
Okay.
And grab that little bastard's nullification thing.
Okay. That's pretty funny. Give me your hero point.
I tried to save the people.
That happened after I was gone.
Yeah.
She has her mission.
Yeah.
I have a large German mount.
Yeah!
I will ride him into battle.
Give me a...
holding onto his ears.
Give me a strength check.
I may not have a movement power, but my mount rocks.
Did you take I rolled over a 3, mind? Which gives yes. me a 5.
You can actually re-roll that because you spent hero point. So.
Oh.
You take what you roll, or you take a 10, whichever's higher.
Okay. Did you take over his mind or something?
I rolled a 9.
So you got a 10.
An 11.
But, well, you add 10 to what you roll.
If you roll below a 10, you add
10 to it.
Oh, that's right.
So 19 plus whatever you add.
I always forget that. So you get 19 plus your strength.
21.
With this sudden burst of adrenaline, you know, you reach into the spongy thing. It's sort of like...
yellow.
Like pushing into those weird gelatin sticky ball things.
Yeah.
Like pushing into a giant one of those. And then you break the membrane. And he's still chuckling away. Let me...
She's grabbing a lamp against the side.
slowly, with his consciousness. Dumbass.
Okay. Give me an attack check on it. See if you grab it.
That would be a 27.
There you go.
Ha-ha. You nab it. And with your super adrenaline and his mighty strength of 6, you go, yoink! And you have the device in your hand. Do you pull your hand all the way out of the membrane, or do you leave it in?
Well, I have insubstantial, so I'll just pull it out.
Okay.
Once I've got my powers back, I'll...
Well, the device is still on.
Oh.
And, I mean, you grab the device from him, and you're still nullified. So presumably you have to either figure out how to turn the thing off or destroy it.
Okay.
But, I mean, you have it, and your hand is still in the membrane. I'm asking, do you want to pull your hand out or just leave it in?
I'll,
don't matter
pull it out.
Okay. It's... And he starts shouting at you in
99!
99! Yeah, and he's trying to use it as a hamster ball.
What is this? Is this like a kid?
Yeah.
Ah.
He's a little kid. He's, 11 years old.
The rotten little bastard.
I'd be like, grab the thing and go... Hi!
That's what he looks like, right there.
I probably would have tied a rope to it and then kicked it as hard as I could.
So you have it.
Play tennis ball with him. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Look at the comic.
That's your turn right now.
Censored.
When it comes around to him, he's going to try to hamster ball away and get about 10 feet away from you. Yeah, that'll be really amusing. Anyway, Johnny
silly German
starts running around the crowd, creating this vortex. So this another super speedster streak comes in, starts doing this vortex of wind, and it channels the fog up and out. Give me another will save.
Hooray for will saves!
That'd be 11.
Okay, you vaguely remember that you were a hero, but meh. And this stuff goes on up. Wind Whistler.
Okay, so who's left?
Those robots.
Are the robots still shooting at people?
Oh yeah, robots. Hey, the big robots are still up. There are 5 of them still up.
Okay. Not
true. Now that the fog is gone. You see him on top of the weird big Nazi guy.
Okay. He's going towards the
metal guy is sort of standing there looking around now that he's out of the fog. Then you have the Japanese guy on the dais who's still there, and he looks kind of perturbed and annoyed that his fog is gone. He's up with Freedom Eagle in a chokehold. Freedom Eagle's flying around rather erratically. The soldiers are doing their thing. Some American soldiers are...
beating the ever-loving crap out of the Japanese soldiers.
Beating the Japanese up. So basically on the dais is you have the Japanese guy, and you have the big, strange-looking guy.
Because the Green Knight guy is beating the hell out of the Japanese soldiers.
This dude.
Okay.
I don't know what that thing is. It's ugly.
Yep. That's what you see.
Yes, he is indeed ugly. Him and his entire family. They are the ugly tree. They reach out and drag other people down.
Is he human? I guess I don't
Who?
Know.
Who?
That thing.
That thing? You don't look human.
Alright, I'm just gonna...
Oh, and there's... The Green Knight is riding around... bunking Japanese soldiers on the head and telling them to knock it off.
He can keep doing that if he wants. Yeah, I'm going to try and take out the things that are shooting at people.
They're robots.
Yeah.
The Kriegsmaschinen.
Kriegsmaschinen.
Let me see if I can roll more than a 2 or a 3.
Okay.
Yes.
That's much better.
Holy crap.
What are you shooting at him with?
The same one. That's 20.
That's a
30.
30. You got a 30.
Okay.
27.
Shoot your arrow down. And hits one of the things square in the torso unit, and it starts to sizzle through the armor. Goes shh. And it starts to sizzle through the armor. The front of it starts to melt off. as the weird gelatinous goop starts going everywhere. And this thing start flails its big metal arms around and falls over.
That's kind of amusing.
Thank you.
And then there's this sizzling, like acidic fog coming out of it.
That sets me up for what I want to do.
Hit fire!
I'm going to zip down, grab that one by its arm, turn around, and use it as a club to hit another one.
Give me a attack check.
17 plus
9, 26. Smash!
My strike is a 27 on the toughness save.
27 on the toughness save. That breaks the rest of the thing. You still have its arm. But you see, what's left of the one that you grabbed and the one that you just hit sort of goes sailing over this traffic way and into this building. So there's now a gaping hole in this building, and this thing's legs are like, and there's smoke coming out of it.
Damn! I was hoping to aim for the sea. Oh well.
Work on that.
Yeah,
you're a little off. You just time travel.
Yeah, I've never been a good baseball player.
Thank
you. I was like, I wanted to use one as a weapon against the other one. It's like, she killed the one. I was like, yes! Bam!
Alright. Metal guy.
I pointed my crotch. It was
amazing. The metal guy sort of looks around and grabs a guy, grabs a bystander who's running around and starts talking to him.
He has no idea what's going on.
Who's the metal guy? I'm confused.
We don't know.
We don't know?
No, we don't know.
Just some random guy.
Just a dude. He's just hanging. Going, what's up? How you doing?
What's up?
I was just here buying some pancakes.
They were good pancakes. Or
do it.
What?
But he looks like this.
That's
guy.
Okay.
Oh, that guy?
Yes. I have no idea who he is. About that point, I mean, he's talking to this person rather forcefully, and then this shadow sort of descends upon him and just, like, looks up, and there's Lady Liberty with one of the other Kriegs machine in, smashes into him. As, of course, you know, skillfully the artist has drawn, the bystander has been thrown clear. Away. No problems there. There's a big smoking crater there where Lady Liberty and Tetsujin are. The remaining three Kriegs machine in.
OMG. Everyone's people in one town. I'm
ready.
Everyone's making a rocket. Ah, I
rolled
2 sixes.
Oh, that's a big smoking crater. They don't want
to.
They can't shoot into that.
Yeah,
so the three of them swivel their chest units. Three of them swivel their chest units and aim at you. What's your defense?
A 20.
Okay. One misses, and one really hits. Give me a toughness save, please.
33. I rolled 19. Jeremy's got me beat on the toughness save, though. With what?
If I can roll
plus 19.
Okay.
If I can roll above a 3.
Sort of knocks you a bit, you know. It's sort of a concussive thing. You don't take any damage. But in about a 50-foot radius, there's this boom, shockwave explodes around you. Glass shatters, people are thrown clear and whatnot, and that's about it. Japanese guy standing there says some magic words, and this swirl of mist comes up around him, and he vanishes.
Stupid wind magi.
Big man that you're riding on, he's like, hey. And now we'll wait for you.
On 3.
And Wunderkind. Running like the hamster that he is right now. Cerberus.
Well, I only need to do this with one arm, so it's not really a big deal. Let's see. Who looks like a terrorist?
He's still conscious.
Why
Why won't you die?
Who's nearby? Who's within a 5-mile radius?
Oh, wait, everyone?
Not her.
Who really looks like a terrorist?
Who really looks like
a terrorist? I mean, who just stands out to me as a terrorist? Other than the flying freak I have.
Using your 1940s intellect and your 1940s sensibilities.
I look like a terrorist.
I mean, we got a chick with arrows that corroded a swastika machine.
Uh-huh.
That's not American. Swastikas aren't
exploding things.
Uh-huh.
We got some blob riding some guy. That's just weird. I'm not sure if it's terrorist or not, but boy,
I'm really not sure you want to mess with me.
I need a beer after this.
Well, un-American and terrorist, I mean, they were pointed out to you. He was pointed out as a terrorist, okay, as was the girl. He was not pointed out, so because they didn't see him.
Yeah. Well, I don't really want to punch a girl. That seems rude.
Yeah.
So I'll deal with her later. Okay. Well, I will appear behind him.
Okay.
Let's see. And I'm going to use a shockwave attack using my hand and Eagle's head and cone it out to him.
Thunderclap.
Yeah. Okay. Well, no, shockwave. It's a 10-foot cone.
Oh, okay.
Ow. What's the fortitude save on that?
It's toughness.
Oh, what's the toughness save? I'm sorry.
It's 25.
25? Oh, okay.
That's
not bad.
But I will use it.
And that's a alternate power of your super strength?
No, actually of my... yeah, actually it is, yeah.
Okay, let me look it up real quick.
Or possibly my... No, actually it's not... Well, shoot.
Shockwave, I've got it.
Okay, because it's a level...
Yep. Ouch. You get to make a... It's a reflex save. What's your strength bonus, Jeremy?
It's a reflex.
What is your strength bonus?
My strength bonus is a plus 10.
Okay. Give me a reflex save.
Oh, I see. Reflex is half.
Mm-hmm.
But then it's...
22.
Okay, so you take... It's half damage, so it's you take...
25 toughness save. Mm-hmm. So
you make 13. A toughness save against a... You actually make a toughness save against a 20.
Mm-hmm. 18. I take a bruised.
Mm-hmm. Take a bruised hit. And it kind of knocks you for a loop a little bit. But, you know, nothing major. And, And now I'm rolling well for him. He's still standing... Or choking.
You terrorist, stop it! Go unconscious like your friends. Wait, you're the first terrorist I got to. Go unconscious!
Calling me?
Okay.
Mom.
Your mom?
This is Nathan.
Hey, Mom.
I'm going to eat you.
Freedom Eagle, who is not doing particularly well.
Annie was very upset when she called, so she chastised the living crap out of him.
Well, best thing he can try. He's going to wrestle his wings about and crash you into the ground, trying to knock you off.
I'm guessing to Annie's house.
And will fail.
Yeah, because I got a 29.
So now you're on the ground, rolling around with him.
I've got prone fighting, I don't really care.
It
just means I can use him as a shield. Sweetness. Well, I'm glad I can beat on our friends.
And the other guy on the dais, the big dude, strange looking dude, who you would recognize as Jalan, Emperor of Atlantis, Lord of the Seas.
Okay.
Douchebag
extraordinaire.
Douchebag extraordinaire.
waves his staff and points it at you. Out in the ocean, you see this giant wave crash in and then come down to a pinpoint and hit on where he is. And Freedom Eagle are 2-for-1.
Oh, he must be a terrorist too.
That's... Give me a toughness save.
Which is the person who is
doing? Yeah, like 30 something.
The big weird thing that we're thinking of human.
Okay.
20.
32.
Okay. You kind of suddenly hit with a big thing of water. You're fine. But it was rather surprising. Miraculously, American Eagle's still fine too. you're his lucky charm. Mechanist.
Right. Well, my... Well, Hans, since you're German. All right, Hans. That guy, he's bad. I want you to hit him as hard as he can. As hard as you can.
As hard as he can? Okay, boss. My name is not Hans.
Which
but
guy?
That's all right.
The Julian.
My name is Ogre.
Okay, Ogre.
Ogre.
All right, Ogre. We can do this. I believe in you, Ogre.
Who am I hitting?
That thing.
Big guy?
Putting a
big staff?
Yeah. Oh, and by the way, I would now actually like to activate my force field.
Okay.
That's my reaction. And, and as we're going up, I will try to assist his cudgel with my blaster. So, like, just as he's smacking, I shoot him with the gun. So I attempt to assist.
Are you cold? Well, I noticed you put your coat back on.
Oh, yeah, I'm fine with your jacket on, though.
Oh, let's see.
Are you cold? Because it is starting to get a little chilly. Do you want me to close the windows?
No.
Okie dokie. I'll leave the windows open, then.
Birdman will just not stop, so we may have to take drastic measures.
Okay.
Yeah, this is actually
suck for him.
I can grapple both of you at the same time.
I might be a little bit harder to hold.
That doesn't mean I won't try.
Yeah, I have super strength.
It's all good. Permeate.
Huh? 20, oh, that's right.
30.
Drop a building on me, please.
No, I'm not going to drop a building on you.
No, please.
He takes... He gets smacked.
Good job, Ogre.
Six bruised hits. Knockback is a big fat nothing.
Did you shoot him at the same time?
I added 2 to 6.
Oh.
Because I don't... My laser is a 10. I think this guy, Ogre, is probably more than a 10. So I want to make
that
he
critted on him, too.
Owie.
So this guy might get punted next week.
Uh-huh. This is the guy that hit me with water, right?
Okay. He goes sailing off the dais. Goes through this...
Building.
We'll say. Nice. I mean, building.
Nice tower, skyscraper.
Really. Goes through part of the skyscraper. Actually, part of the being-built Freedom Tower. through several steel rebars. Sails over the building. And then lands somewhere down the street. Probably about a good 500 feet away.
Damn.
Goes... Makes a nice divot as the concrete and asphalt gets all bunched up. And we're back up the Blue Streak.
I'm going to look at it. Does it have a clearly marked off button?
It's in German.
It has buttons on it.
Trash it.
Smash, 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 smash. World's going about what you expect it now. And he's like... And you get like the hamster ball. About 10 holes feet away. You're like, I'm gonna go get a latte.
I'm back.
You have fun with that, you know.
No. No.
I'm back.
Yeah, what do you do? I'm not gonna have it be your whole action, is to smash the thing, so.
Go insubstantial to go through the shield and grab him.
Okay. You go through the shield, grab him, give me an attack check.
Nine.
21.
What
are you doing with my
socks? Okay. You go through the shield and you grab him.
Are you trying to get my
socks? You hit him. And you pull him out. And you actually pull him out of the belt he's wearing. which is staying stationary with the shield. And now you're outside the bubble, and it rolls on down the street with his belt. And he's flailing on your shoulder, going, yelling at you in German. Nein, nein, was in the universe, nein! Smack is slapping you and doing various things.
I will take him back to wherever I was supposed to take him.
Okay.
Kids.
I cannot wait to deposit this little brat.
Little bastard. Alrighty. Johnny.
He's back having fun fighting. Babysitting.
Yeah.
I'm sorry.
Suddenly, all of the Japanese soldiers are disarmed.
Ha ha!
It's a shoo. Then all the Japanese are like,
"Way to go, Johnny!"
And all the Americans were being shot at. Turn around, like
all the Americans were like,
"Shoot us, will you?
We have calcium in our diet, you little freaks."
Wind whistler.
Hi. I want to shoot an arrow at Mr. Choking, the guy who's...
Go unconscious!
Oh, wait, I'm on the ground.
Excellent! Go unconscious!
I want to shoot a nauseate arrow.
At him?
Yes. Okay. And hoping that that'll distract him enough to leave the poor guy alone.
Okay, make your to hit roll.
23.
Yeah.
You need to make a fortitude save.
22 fortitude save.
I made it.
Oh, yeah.
What's his bad save? Reflex?
Who knows?
Willpower.
No. I need a will arrow. I don't have one.
Would you like me to train you how to mind control on your arrow?
She shot me!
That'd be awesome.
Did you hit him? I'm sorry.
Yeah.
Yes,
oh, yeah, she hit him.
But I and it was a nauseate arrow.
I passed my.
And you passed.
You take by a whole crap load.
You got shot with something.
Oh!
You're still up on the building, right?
Yes, thank
you. She's up on a building, too. So she's still far away.
That sounds right.
Tickles a little bit.
Yeah.
Spitfire.
I might throw.
I turn and look at him, shake my head, turn around, and waylay the robot that shot me.
Okay.
Ignoring me now.
I think I missed.
That's very un-American.
What'd you get?
17.
That hits.
Ignore the problem.
These things are
huge. That sounds kind of American.
These things are very large. Easy to hit.
27 toughness save. I'll do it, you know, at an angle to send it up, upwards.
Okay. Flips in the air, goes over building, out to sea somewhere.
That's what I was aiming for the first time.
There's just only two of those buggers left. The big crater in the middle where Tetsujin and one of the Kriegs machine and Lady Liberty were, it sort of erupts out, and there's Tetsujin and Lady Liberty duking it out. Lady Liberty's flying with him, and they're wrestling with each other. And he's talking to her in Japanese and uppercuts her.
First game, and you're already trying to kick the crap out of me.
Told you! Drop a building on me! It'll be all good.
Can't drop a building on you.
Okay.
I might drop a robot on you.
He smacks her, and she just sort of shakes her head at him. And she turns, and actually just turns around and throws him down towards the big hole that is now corroded into the sewer system. And he goes through the hole.
Oh, into the sewage.
Into the sewage. Go ahead. And there's a rather nasty bonk sound. And a little...
That's funny.
A demoralized hit. A demoralization bruise.
A demoralizing hit. Yeah, he's like, oh, I smell like shit now. at that line. Why don't we just go into the sewer next to where your keys got thrown? Are you kidding? Do you want me to come out of the sewer? I don't want such and such to see me come out of the sewer, smell it, look covered in shit. Wait a minute. We're going to be covered in
okay.
shit.
Okay, you're running with Wunderkind. Mm-hmm. And suddenly there's a funky-dressed Japanese man hovering next to you, cross-legged, says something in Japanese.
Right.
And points at Wunderkind.
Keep going.
Okay. No clue what you just said.
I will sully my mouth with your barbaric tongue. Give me the child and I will let you live.
You're funny.
Americans. Backs off and he says some magical incantations. What's your defense?
29,
right?
Yeah.
Fires off a blast and misses you as you are weaving in and out. And he goes, psh, this green energy fires out. And
all you gotta do is just turn the kid towards him, the next time he fires. Oh! Oh!
Yeah.
Oh! Ouch. Soldiers do their thing.
Kick those Japanese soldiers' asses.
Oh, Green Knight now. Now that the soldier problem is solving. An assessment of the situation.
Away from my.
And shouts out to Lady Liberty, saying, "I'll give you one chance to leave before I have to take you down." Lady Liberty looks over at him. "Can't let you do that, Jerry."
Oh.
He goes, "Well, I'm sorry." And then he hurls his axe at her.
She actually knows his real name. They know each other. That sucks.
And Green Knight is speaking with a British accent. I'm just not going to do one.
Crikey. Oh, sorry.
That's Australian.
The Green Knight is Australian? Whoa!
He looks at her and goes, "Hello, Doctor."
He throws his axe at her and it misses her.
I'm a Time Lord.
I'm a Thread Lord, not a Thread Lord.
And Freedom Eagle is unconscious.
Ha ha ha! Terrorist. Bah.
Terrorist.
Hala ba hala ba.
Terrorist.
Jihad. Terrorist. Jihad this terrorist gun. Our mission here is done. America! Fuck yeah!
It was terrible. I could not watch all that movie. I got to the sex scene with the golden shower and I turned it off.
Julon down the street. She goes, picks himself up
and leaves. I know that's what I do. Like, screw this place. Going back to the ocean. The ocean is.
Looks down at the Nazi guy and says something in some very strange tongue. And then says out and goes saying, "You Nazi son of a..." And which is cut off by the roaring of water as the water pipes underneath the street all burst towards him.
Whoa.
The water pipes burst and explode near where this guy is.
He is the Emperor of Atlantis.
And the water as it hits Ogre, they freeze instantly, mm-hmm. and he gets knocked back, covered in various shingles of ice, mm-hmm. lands. And now it's Mechanist.
Well, that was unfortunate. Right, time for something else that's big. You're not taken up. Give me a will save.
Well, that was, let's see, that was an 8, so no, that would be a 13.
You are now my mind puppet. Come, my mount! I scribble my way over, jump on him. That way!
Right. So now I'm confused and a puppet. I'm going to rip off somebody's limbs. Not sure whose.
See that guy over there just threw water at that other guy?
Drag.
Rip his arms off.
Drag.
And that would be well safe.
There. That would be a 21.
Okay. You remember who you are now. You go, oh, wait. I'm not a douchebag.
Oh.
There's a strange alien. There's a strange gooey dude on you.
Hello. That one, he's bad. Go punch him.
Yes, he would be bad.
He is still controlling you.
I'm just answering his question.
Okay, so you know. You didn't get free from that, but you do remember from the Fog of Forgetfulness.
Yes, he is bad. Do not choke anyone else. Bad. Bad. Do not choke the good guys.
Freedom Eagle? John? Wake up, John!
Okay,
John?
I'll go beat on this guy, and I'm bringing this guy with me. Sadness.
I will wave to you two. Got this one!
Sadness. Well, I don't know when my turn is.
Well, it'll happen next turn. Ogre. Picks himself up. He's covered in these spikes of ice now. Rolls another one on his will save, so he's still like, hey! And charges down the street at Jalan.
Ooh, poor Jalan.
It'll take him a little while to get there. Blue Streak!
Yes. Thank you. He shot at me.
Yes, he did.
Son of a bitch. I'm going to, there's like rocks, stuff around, right?
Okay. Whatever you need.
Chuck it at him.
If it's not where you need it, you just go get it and come bring it back.
I'm going to use bullet and just chuck stuff at him.
Okay. Make your ranged attack, I believe. It's the same for you, isn't it?
Mm-hmm. Aw, crappy. 16.
Let's see. Ooh, that will hit him.
Oh. Well, he needed to pass a toughness save of 25.
Damn.
He does. So it hits him. He goes, you Americans, always the same.
Hey, you're the one that attacked first, douche.
Isn't that the way that Japan started this?
Yeah.
Johnny Rocket.
Which I will point out.
Stops at the stops on the dais, and he's holding 60 rifles. It's like
nice balancing act, Johnny.
Spins real quick, and then all laid out on the dais are all the parts. It disassembles them all, and they're all in parts now.
That is an awesome trick.
The Nazi guy who's running away.
No!
What Nazi guy that's running away?
My ogre.
Oh, ogre.
Johnny just goes, runs off.
He'll be back.
He'll be back. Rather short. Wind Whistler.
Did you go already? You went already. Okay. So who's down on the ground? There's the Green Knight.
Mm-hmm. Who just threw his axe at Lady Liberty.
Okay.
Tetsujin, the metal man, is in the sewers somewhere. Johnny has run off. The ogre Nazi guy is heading towards Jalan, the other dude, who is looked pretty determined to get to him as well. He is sitting on him now, who is holding Freedom Eagle, who looks very limp.
Not like this anymore, but more like
on his shoulder. He's got a sad look on his face.
He's like, aw, I kind of liked him.
And the American soldiers are proceeding to beat the crap out of the Japanese soldiers.
As it should be.
And the other Japanese guy is nowhere to be seen. And there's still two of the Kriegsmaschinens left.
Not if I can help it.
All right. So previously, I've had arrows with ropes on them.
Uh-huh.
Can I do something similar, but with something a little bit more substantial than a rope?
Like what?
A cable? Like a, some sort of...
Oh, you want to like tie something up.
Like steel.
Don't you have an entangled arrow?
I have snare.
Well, that's basically, it's going to be something like that.
It'll be a snare tag, so yeah. What is it you're trying to do? What is the effect you're going for?
I want to incapacitate.
Okay.
The only one the one I'm aiming for is the Green Knight, because he's the only one that is really available at the moment.
Mm-hmm. You can...
I don't know how strong he is. I'm going out on a limb, so...
It's fine.
Just use corrosive on him.
Oh!
I'm
trying to incapacitate, not
use a snare.
Not maim.
Snare or paralyze, one of those two would be good.
Snare's a reflex save, I might have better time with that one.
Do what you must.
Seems like most people have pretty good fortitude saves, so I'm kind of out of luck there.
I've got a minus
one.
Okay,
for you. Oh. I don't have to attack you.
Okay.
Can't make your attack roll to hit him.
Try that.
Oh my god, 30.
Alrighty, that will definitely hit him. What's the reflex save?
22.
He got an 11, so he fails said snare check.
He is now immobilized and came back to him. Mm-hmm.
Your steel cable wraps around him, and he's like... And his horse is fairly upset about that. Hey!
What the bloody hell?
Spitfire.
Well, first things first, I'm going to activate my force field. And then with a 27, I'm going to blast one of the robots, which is a 25 toughness save, and then I'm going to extra effort to reach over and slam the other one with a strike.
Okay.
And so on the extra effort, I got an 11.
That will not hit.
But I got 27 to blast the one.
Okay.
With a toughness save of 25.
Okay. You blow a hole through one, and it's a...
And I go to the other one, and it does a sidestep at the last minute. Like,
spike.
Mm-hmm. And you miss.
Now I'm fatigued.
And now you're fatigued.
Spike.
She gives me minus... One, right?
Mm-hmm.
So I'm
should have...
Minus two by now.
Yeah, on your next page, there should be a description of it. Next page after that.
Fatigue.
Longer ones.
Fatigue.
Alrighty.
Fascinated. Exhausted. No, there's no fatigue down here. I think it's on here. Conditions. Fatigued. Yeah. Minus two to dex and strength, minus one attack and one defense.
It's right there. It's underneath.
Oh, it's underneath. Fascinated. Okay, there we go.
Alright. Lady Liberty calls out. We've got what we wanted! Retreat!
Like to.
Looks down at you. Come on!
Not my turn yet.
Respond to her just fine.
No, I just look at her like... But I gotta go punch that guy.
We've got what we wanted. Let's
punch,
go.
Punch.
No.
Punch.
Bad dog.
Punch. Him first.
Only one person calls me dog. It's not you.
I can look up your skirt this way, though. Sorry.
Punch.
Speaking of punch. Have you thought about wearing bloomers? You know, it is kind of silly to fly with a skirt on.
It's true.
Alrighty. What's your defense?
My defense?
Mm-hmm.
A 20. It's a 19 now.
Okay.
Except these guys aren't part of the resistance, so we have no clue who they are.
Kriegsmaschinen.
Uh-huh.
That you missed.
Uh-huh.
You missed it because it took a sidestep
to hit
and
me.
Twisted its torso to go whack
and hit me.
And hits you.
Give me a toughness save.
15 plus 14, 29, but I'm at a minus 1. So, mm-hmm.
28. Okay. It turns to hit you, and it does. You have impervious toughness and all that crazy mm-hmm. stuff, so your knockback modifier is like 14, so it goes and the arm bends around you. It's like clink, and it's just standing there right now with its arm like that.
I'm just looking
slightly around you.
I'm like looking right at the arm, blinking.
Yes. Now I see I'm going to have to be creative to deal with you, madam.
I'm going to make you wicked with it!
In fact, he will.
Sorry. What are you doing, Spike?
Says magic words, give me will save.
You are now a duck.
That is a 19.
Okay.
Wait, is that a... Yeah, that's a 19.
Alrighty.
Sorry, the numbers are so healthy. It's a 9 apart.
We have a little dot next to it.
He says these magic words. And then you just are like, hey, you know, Nazis aren't so bad. I like this Nazi kid. He's a good kid. I should give him to this guy. I really should. About that point, a sonic boom sort of rattles you as Johnny Rocket rolls by. So give me another save.
What? Which one?
We'll save.
Oh! That's, a 30.
Sweet! Jogs you out of it. There, Johnny. This is his hero point for that.
Hey, Johnny Rocket.
Johnny sort of... And comes back, so goes, funny. Hey, how you doing? You need help?
Yeah, him.
Okay. I was going to go do that. Hang on. Okay. But he'll go on his next turn. Cerberus.
Okay, I'm spending a hero point to counter the will. And then I'm going to dimensionally travel to Olympus without him, but with my buddy.
Okay.
And take him to some place where he can get healing.
Okay.
I'm just going to drop him off and come back, but I'm going to be like...
Hey, Spike.
One of the gods like...
Hey, how's it going? Can you help out my buddy?
Yeah, we could do something about...
Thanks.
Aren't you supposed to be at the...
Shh, don't talk about that. Everything's cool. You're awesome. You want me to spread your love or anything like that? I'll do it.
No, I'm good.
Are you sure?
Yeah.
Are you sure? You're my favorite god. So are you.
I'm Apollo.
Yeah, you're my favorite god.
Okay.
So over there. You're awesome. See ya. You're all my favorite gods. Can you just heal him?
Sure.
Thanks.
I'll take him somewhere else.
I'll pick him up later.
Take him to Vestia.
I'm wondering what's happening down in the... Oh, well. And then I use my actual action to, when I dimensionally travel back, do I know where I'm going to appear on Earth?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so I can control that?
Mm-hmm.
Cool.
I'm going to appear on the building behind her.
Okay.
Poof! Yo! Why'd you shoot me?
Give me a wisdom check.
16.
Now give me an arcane lore check, too.
Oop, here we go. 22.
You're pretty sure that the bow she has used to belong to Medusa. Definitely a Greek bow.
Well, we got what we came for. You have fun with that.
Who are you?
No one is here. I am not here. Right. I don't really know what to say, because you got Medusa's bow there. What did you do? Like, did you take it from her? Is she coming after you?
It's been in your family.
It's just the one in my family, right?
Yeah, it's been in your family.
Remember Magpie stole it?
Yeah, I remember.
And Medea tried to use it to resurrect Medusa.
And we came the ever-loving crap.
You guys defeated her before she was able to do that.
Yeah, we used teamwork.
It's mine.
She doesn't look like one of the Medusas, does she?
No.
If I look really close...
No, snake for her.
If you look really close, I need you to give me a reflex, or he turns a step over.
Shit! Oh, well.
This is why
I'll
we don't piss Wind Whistler off. When she stares at you and you go...
My background is Norse, Celtic, and European.
It's been in your family.
So I don't necessarily look Greek.
Oh, no.
No.
But it's been in your family for generations. It's a family bow.
Well, I'll say in ancient Greek, where'd you get the bow? And you understand it, surprisingly.
Yeah, you do.
I do?
Yeah, it's come pretty...
It's mine. Come it's on. Always been mine.
Always.
Like, always? Or, like, since you were a young
father's.
One?
It was my father's.
Oh, okay. So not always. So you're not
my
a goddess.
My always or just my father's?
You're not
been
Medusa.
In the family for generations,
hold
is what
on,
it said.
As the world collapses around us, we're like, let's have a conversation.
You see me grab the robot's arm and go, take the broken off arm
you
and shove it through its face.
I guess it doesn't say
let's
how
see.
Long it's been in my family.
I assume Mr. Nazi's still pummeling out. I don't care if he makes his will save anymore.
I know you
they're probably angry
it.
Enough at each other. They'll beat each other to a pulp without me. let's see. Green Knight is currently entangled. Everyone else is there.
Lady Liberty's still floating there.
I will. I will mental connect to Lady Liberty.
And who might you be, little guy?
Greetings. I'm the Mechanist. I found your Praetorian. He was currently in our.
Is he all right?
He was in our dimension. By the way.
Oh, great. More dimension stuff.
Where's your?
Is Eldritch involved in that?
No, he was confused.
He was confused. Oh, great.
So, do you have a place where we could all meet up?
Yes, we do.
Thank you. I needed that location. I'm going to go make sure the Iron Guy doesn't really get up. Everyone else, we can leave now. We need to go here. I show you this nice scenic picture of whatever she was thinking of.
Teleport,
which is probably not nice and scenic.
I clean up the walls. I put some like pictures.
I'm like,
give me a second.
And then I will squeaky my way arm over, turn it a little to the heat calibration into the sewers and go, please don't get up.
Okay. That's what you do.
And then I will squeal away.
Blue streak and Johnny Rocket. Feel this concussive series of explosions when you get hit in your mind, or Johnny does. I'm sure you didn't do it to them.
Mm-hmm.
Johnny's like, I really hate mentalists, don't you? They sort of like invade your head all the time.
That's a problem I have very often.
Oh, we got one who hangs out with us, little gray dude. He's kind of gooey sometimes, really weird.
sometimes.
The Japanese guy's like, oh, just hold your horses.
We'll get to you.
Jeez, so rude.
Very.
Don't let it get up your kimono.
He just beamed a location to my head. And he actually explains where you guys are going. It's this warehouse. In the warehouse
I know
district.
It.
Okay. You got him?
Yeah.
Like a cascade of fireballs coming down the street. We should probably go, I guess.
Yeah.
Bye, crazy Japanese man. So.
Yeah. Take off.
Alrighty. And he's sort of going, ha ha.
Run!
Pretty. What is your...
Pretty
my sock.
What is he doing?
Is Boris attacking it now?
Boris.
He's rubbing all over...
Wind Whistler, what are you doing? You got just got beamed that in your head.
He loves
it. You're
going to
teleport.
I
love
it.
Yeah.
So, we're
going to
go.
You're doing this up, Kat.
What's your teleport distance, though? Look in your movement box in the bottom of your character sheet, middle column. Yeah. Right above lifting.
Movement, teleport, mm-hmm. 100 feet. I do a lot of teleporting.
Whoa.
Exploding.
That was light went out.
So you're like, that was rude.
Hey, must escape.
This is so gross. That hang climbing down there.
No movement power. Spatial up in stations. Must try to remain inconspicuous.
What is like that snot thing crawling around?
I teleported two people. You
want to
come?
Yes!
So she goes, pop, pop, down to where the little snot man is. Goes, pop, and they start teleporting down the street.
I think I puzzled myself.
Oh, not on me.
Ew. Spitfire, what do you do?
Yeah, with a 28, I take the arm,
Boris,
break it off, take the part of the arm I break off, and shove it through the robot's head. I'm just like, whoosh. As it starts to fall over, I turn, fly towards them, grab both of them, and go, hit, you know, 5,000 miles an hour. You know, building windows shattered.
Why does everyone must everyone try and outdo each other with movement powers?
Why? I just fly. I can't run. I'm not fast.
Movement powers are awesome.
Just for effect, I'll do the sonic boom.
Yeah, you guys are so fast.
There's several sonic booms going on. You and Johnny actually go about the same
I'm
speed.
I'm surrounded by Nazis.
not for show for him. Just for,
just for
cinematic effect.
Just for artist effect. Yeah. Actually, Johnny goes slightly faster.
And there's Nazis everywhere.
He's always bleeding.
Yeah,
he's
fast, so.
Well, yeah.
Ladies and gentlemen, first. Woo!
Yeah, he's dressed very oddly, but you know what superheroes aren't really, but. Yeah.
Nice spandex shorts.
Really short.
Really short spandex shorts.
Ooh, there's my buddy. There's my buddy.
I guess he could be called very feminine.
He is effeminate.
All right. Well, that Creek's machine just rolled a 1 on its toughness saving.
Well, it's the 1940s. I doubt that he's gay has occurred to her. Yeah. Probably just thinks he's very, very
because that's still considered a mental illness.
Though. Boris, yeah. Get down. Don't get on the computer. You know better.
Like, I know better, but I don't necessarily.
No, Boris. No
better.
Man on computer or Ethan beat you with a stick.
Jinx knows better.
He actually
just doesn't care.
He knows that if he gets up on the laptop, he gets hit. And
right.
he does everything he can to keep from getting hit.
Lady Liberty.
Because I'll pop him on the nose.
She goes, huh. Flies off.
Oh. They're leaving you.
Or flies up to you and goes, do you remember where we're going now?
Yes!
Then go there.
Okay.
Flies off.
I gotta pick up a motorcycle.
You do that.
Right.
God,
wish I would've.
So you go get your motorcycle.
Suffocated her. And then teleport to the place.
Without freedom eagle. Just amusing.
No, he's safe. He's in Olympus.
I know.
I'm going to go back and get him in
you're
a couple
on
hours.
Each other, beating on each other, and you guys are off.
We're all gone, and there's
a so he'll drop out of the mental control and like, hey!
Bam! Hey! Yeah, that's amusing.
Yeah, I'll teleport, grab my motorcycle, and then teleport to the place.
Checks it over, he's like,
I just drive because it's cool.
And to the door of the warehouse, he's like,
I just walk in. You don't belong here.
You gotta teleport a block away and get on your motorcycle.
Oh, yeah, and drive.
Thank you for drawing as much attention.
I am not part of the resistance.
You and Johnny are already there. With the kid. Who's so, still swearing at you in German.
So, who are you?
Oh, Rocket. Johnny Rocket.
I know Johnny Rocket.
Whoa, whoa, whoa.
And you...
Not Johnny Rocket of this dimension, apparently. Because apparently we're in some sort of wacky alternate timeline dimension thing. I'm Johnny Rocket from 2016 in an alternate timeline. Does that make any sense?
No, but I'm used to that by now.
Yeah, but I am Johnny Rocket. Just apparently not the Johnny Rocket that you guys know. Where is he anyway?
I don't know.
You know how
part of the resistance is off somewhere, probably.
Somewhere.
Do you want
somewhere
to be really else. Horrible if you doing came back in time, hooked up with the other Johnny Rocket, so there's now the traveling gay duo.
It's best
of Johnny
to know
Rocket.
As little about other people's activities as possible in case you're captured.
Well, that's good. Huh. Yeah, not really quite sure how we got here. Something to do with possibly the tachyons, I guess. I was never big on this.
I guess it has something to do with up and down, like what is going on. So, put the tight and the shiny and the what is that made out of?
Oh, it's a special synthetic fiber developed by the Atom family from where I come from. It's resistant to friction. Great stuff. Keeps you cool. Doesn't tear very easily. Oh, and it makes your ass just look great.
And that's important for a guy.
Yeah. Come on.
So what? Why the shorts?
Why not?
Show off his legs.
I know. Long pants were just so last year. And these sort of, you know, don't ride up as much.
I'm glad we put
wind
a giant ball
down
last
too.
Time.
You're a strange, strange man.
A lot of my boyfriends tell me that.
I'm over here.
Okay. No problem. You want some coffee or something?
No, I'm good.
This is still Freedom City. They got lots of coffee here, I'm assuming.
Yeah, we still have lots of coffee.
Starbucks. Starbucks so, is the 1940s.
Nazi bucks.
Chapel bucks.
Here is your coffee!
This is too slow. Teleport.
Cerberus!
Put the bike outside. Go inside.
He caused trouble and he's mad.
Also, yep, Cerberus comes, appears in there.
Oh yeah, got it. Oh yeah, bike outside.
And who are you?
What's his problem? Oh, crap! Olympus! Eagle guy!
Oh,
nymphs and all sorts of badness is now occurring. Hey, that's kind of cool.
What did you do? What
see ya! Poof.
What did he do to
Well, that was interesting. I don't know. I wasn't there. Well, I was there, but not there. You know how it goes.
Hello.
Then he comes barreling on in.
Me?
Well,
actually.
No, you're with me.
No, and you're with me because I grabbed you guys.
Oh. Yeah. What?
It's
I thought I was teleporting.
It's going to take you a while to get there. Just
I was
hang
stopping.
On.
You, she was fun. Practicing.
You know, you've never complained about me carrying you anywhere before.
Well, that's true. Who are these people?
Here's what I imagine. Here's what I imagine
who
is happening.
These people.
Oh, it's my friends. That's Spitfire. That's Wind Whistler, and that's the Mechanist. He's the mentalist, the gooey mentalist I was telling you about gets in your head.
Are we just picking people off the street now? Telling them where our hideouts are?
No, actually, I stole it from Lady Liberty's brain. But, you know.
Yeah, he's not actually
I
talking. You're just
admitting
that, in your
that
mind.
Kind of thing.
Well.
Granted, really, I mean, yeah. Stealing is not nice.
I borrowed it. Well, actually, she kind of thought of it, and she was about to say it, but words just move too slowly.
And so you're also from the alternate dimension future?
I'm
also
yes.
from space from an alien race that is now dead. However, your dimension's alive, well, and very rustic.
So that's why you're... that's why you're probably...
They barely understand tachyon. They barely have an intercom system. They barely can have life support and sustain themselves in space.
My life has gotten too complicated when
exactly.
I just accept talking snot.
I am not snot.
Is that from Sicily?
Well, yeah.
Oh,
pizza?
Yeah.
Oh, pizza? Pizza?
Ooh. Wouldn't it be a Nazi pizza, though?
It doesn't smell like a Nazi pizza.
Since the person in the corner.
No, hey.
It's the Italian Nazis.
Oh wait,
we're kind of fascist, yeah. But
not really though.
Oh, are you back?
It's like bad. Right, we're on.
Until I figure out what's going on to the Freedom Eagle.
Well, Freedom Eagle is up on Olympus in a nice little lounge chair.
How's it going?
Tended to by nymphs. It's like, this is really weird.
You're not dead.
Oh, am I now? I remember you choking me. And then I was being tended to by topless women. So I figured I had just reverted back to my college days.
Oh, that's great.
Or at least I hoped I had reverted back to my college days. I don't remember drinking.
No, I blacked out there, and then when I came to, there was snot riding me.
No more grapes, dear, thank you.
There was snot, like, climbing on my head or something, and I decided this would be a better place to come.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, this came to mind, really?
Well, yeah. Well, where else would we go?
There's a really pissed off guy with lightning bolts looking for you, too.
Come on!
He, like, waves at the nymphs, but...
So, you and the nymphs are just on, you know, friendly speaking terms, right?
Well, yeah, I'm married, so... I mean, obviously, any respectable man would not...
Yeah, but they're nymphs. I gotta ask you this question. You don't understand.
Just because I'm a vegetarian doesn't mean I can't look at the buffet, okay?
Maybe I should just leave you here. No.
When do we start talking about food?
Hephaestus was very interested in this Hephaestus guy. He said his name was Hephaestus. Nasty looking dude. Very interested in my flight harness. I didn't let him touch it. He seemed very upset.
Next time I bring you here after choking you into unconsciousness, don't talk to anybody. Get healed up and go wait over there with the rest of them.
Okay.
Right.
I'll do my best.
Why are we walking?
Don't know. So they appear in the middle of your guys' conversation.
Hello.
Don't know. Chunk.
Hey, who are all the people? Snot.
He's not.
Ah!
I am not Snot.
Ah!
He's not Snot. He just looks like Snot.
I am an alien, as I'm saying, my arms are getting longer, from outer space.
Oh, really?
Very funny.
I
am.
I know you're an alien from outer space, but why don't you try to actually at least look like how you normally look?
Look, the radiation screwed me up a little, all right? I'm working on the re-solidifying thing.
Okay, here, I'll help you.
Okay.
Grab your head, pull up.
His name is John Gossett.
He's
had several boyfriends.
What's your sign?
Johnny.
His sign is he's mine. Back off.
Woo, okay, girlfriend.
I've got plenty Johnny. Of friends who are...
I get it. Male. I get it. You two are an item.
That kind
you know
of
what?
Guy.
You two are an item.
Boyfriend.
He zips away.
Oh!
There's a table. A little romantic table with a white tablecloth, candles, two chairs, spaghetti dinner with the one piece of spaghetti that goes from one plate to the other. It's like, there you go.
But it's
there
not as
go.
Funny when I can see you move and set it up.
That's true. See, I like her. She's nice. We gotta talk boys.
There was a whole nation of you. Lots of... Never mind.
Greece?
And? It's called San Francisco.
I think he's referring to ancient Greece.
Oh, never been. It's a nice place.
Well, it was.
Until it got destroyed.
It's not really ancient anymore.
Oh.
Now it's covered in Nazis. Ugh. Well, I really want to talk about it.
Damn Nazis, I hate those guys. Yeah, I can't wait till we get home.
Oh yeah, but this is Blue Streak. Very 40s, wearing a skirt and...
Freedom Eagles,
impractical
like...
high heels. Speedster running, wearing stiletto
and
high heels.
Who are you?
So they track you
I'm
by
sorry.
Looking at all the little
Me?
Micro dots.
Yeah.
Micro stabs into the ground.
Spitfire.
Shake his hand.
Nope. Freedom Eagles. Pleasure to meet you.
Nice to meet you, too. We're a little out of our off our beaten path.
Hey, this is our headquarters. What are these people doing here?
We're from an alternate timeline.
Mechanist.
Mechanist. Pleasure to meet you, Freedom Eagle.
And
as I'm sure she would say, Wind Whistler.
Nice to meet you, ma'am.
We're not from here. We're from an alternate time.
Go figure.
But we did find... we did rescue your Praetorian.
Oh! Wondering where he went off to.
Yeah.
He exploded into our dimension.
Oh, where's that kid? We need to talk to him.
You. He's all tied up probably with lots and lots of rope.
Right.
What?
Lots of rope. And gagged.
We're doing that. It starts in German.
Uh-huh.
And he's calling you horrible, horrible names. Ah! Scheiße!
Scheiße. You say that again, I'm going to turn you upside down and drop you off a building. Repeatedly.
You will all fall before the might of the Axis power. Ah!
You're the one tied up in a warehouse, little boy.
And you will be found by the Axis.
You know, we could try diplomacy before we beat the crap out of him.
You are so not from this timeline.
Okay, Nazi boy, you got two choices. You can talk to me.
He's helped destroy multiple nations.
Well, yeah, the Germans did that in our timeline, too. And then they became some of the most productive people in the world. And really friendly,
German
too.
Engineered cars are like some of the best.
He is not friendly. I am friendly.
Do you speak?
He is not friendly.
Technology.
Yeah, coming from the man who attacked me and hit me in the back of the head.
These are simple things.
I don't remember that.
I do.
Simple.
Yes, yes, I speak more languages than you do.
S-I-M-P-L-E-T-O-N.
Tongue.
You may speak it, but you don't understand it.
Can we take him somewhere else? Like, maybe a volcano? I know a few. Ooh, Hades!
You're gonna take him to hell?
No, Hades.
What's the difference?
Complete difference. You know, Hades, hey, we've got, like, you know, health insurance, and we did. We don't talk about that. I gotta go in my safe place now. I'm okay now.
So, I've never tried to talk to him about the singularity blob thing.
No! What is this? What? No. We're talking about... Who are we talking to him about? I can translate.
The singularity blob thingy that was in Praetorian's mind.
What?
The singularity...
That horrible
great
right. thing you
should... Who are we supposed to talk to?
Yes, that.
Singularity.
Yeah, singularity. This pops up in his head.
Show them what you're talking about.
I will show those two. Yeah. I think we're talking about that.
Yeah, he suddenly pops that image into your guys' heads.
Yeah.
Oh, we know it.
Oh.
Yeah, I just don't like the...
He'll get better. He's just got to figure out how to resolidify himself.
So, Mr. German boy, we're looking for a couple people.
I think maybe we should wait for Lady Liberty.
Yeah, but she's so harsh. And we're so not. Oh my god, we can't wait for her! You don't know what horrible thing she's going to do to this poor boy!
Intimidation! Intimidation! Make your intimidate check.
Aw, sad. I only got like a 44. I only got a 19. I roll low.
Some sweat comes down, but he doesn't seem to be crying out for his...
I really can't intimidate children.
Well,
it's so sad.
You could tell him
at
this.
Some point when he dies and his soul goes to Hades and...
Tell him this. We're not from here. We're from another generation. Or from another another dimension. Mm-hmm. And in our dimension, when we interrogate people, if they don't give us the information we want, we kill them. Intimidation. Yeah. I got a 28. And I'm just deadpan looking right at him as I'm saying this.
I'm sure you know that makes no sense. You kill me, you don't get any information you want. He says this in English.
But before we kill you, he rapes your mind.
Now wait a second, guys.
Whoa, this entered a whole new level that the mechanist is not comfortable with.
Look, Johnny's sitting there with a cannoli.
No.
You mentioned raping? What? No raping.
No.
That's bad.
No.
I know this.
There'll be no raping.
I pull
boy.
The child closer.
All the information in your
holds
mind.
Holds up a box of cannolis.
All the information in your mind is...
There will be no
is
raping.
Not protected enough to stop him from stealing all of it from you.
I didn't
we'll get everything
that.
We want.
Hi, I'm friendly. I will not slap you or threaten to kill you, nor will I have anything to do with your mind. I would like to talk to you in calm
peaceful terms.
Wow. Yeah, yeah.
I guess the win in Rome didn't work this time, huh?
Let's talk to the friendly blob.
It doesn't talk about raping children.
I didn't say rape him. I said rape his mind. A little difference.
Not for us.
You guys are definitely from a backwater town.
I think you might get along
high
better with the other side.
No.
We're fighting against that stuff.
How are you?
We're not actually going to
Can I give you anything? Water.
Water would be appropriate.
What are you going to do next? Give him a crust of bread?
Yeah. There's water
there. Do you want a bucket or something?
Yeah.
I do?
Well, there you go. By the way, the service here is excellent.
But we need to hurry up before Lady Labor gets here, because, you know, I don't know about the rape and stuff, but she does all sorts of horrible things. I've seen it. Crap. You just tell us what... Listen to the friendly blah! Tell him the information! Till he gets a hold of you. And then I have to cry. Just Come a little on. Bit.
A few broken bones won't hurt him.
Come with me. We will puddle our way over here.
You know I'm...
Of course I am.
You know I'm not being serious.
I know your... I probably know your childhood fears.
Oh, yeah.
You know I'm very much a Nazi. I know that you still have one of your wisdom teeth and you're waiting for it to grow in.
So, no, I'm waiting until I have the money to be able to pay the doctor to pull the damn thing out. Which will be fun when he's, like, trying to cut through my gums and it's, like, burns the blade. Neek! That's the fifth one today.
We got another one! Bring in that laser drill that Dr. Adam gave us. There we go.
I'm gonna grab.
As the power in the city goes.
I'm gonna grab American Eagle real quick.
Freedom Eagle.
Yeah.
Freedom Eagle, what the hell his name is. And teleport to a back room.
Okay. Yeah.
Be like, okay. How do we know that these guys aren't Nazis from another dimension? They are kind of harsh.
Because I would have taken over your mind by now.
He reaches into his pocket and pulls out this coin.
I didn't take over his mind.
It's okay, I know someone who we can trust to just to sort it out. Okay.
Eldritch.
And do you have a magical sight thing, or you don't? I mean, you. We have that. You have that.
If someone sees me,
but you don't actually.
I don't really. No, since I'm not what I am anymore.
He focuses. He has this little coin with the star on it. And he
looks
at
like
it
this.
For a second.
I actually have one.
And he summons Cthulhu and he eats him.
No, that's not the elder.
This is someone we can.
The there's this. This black swirl sort of starts to appear in the wall, and then this man steps out. Let me find his accurate picture.
Forrest, you went out in the garage.
And
what are you doing in the garage, honey?
This guy comes out.
Hopefully he doesn't come out like that. If so, I'm going to punch him in the face.
He comes out. He goes, Eagle, what can I...
He still stared at me.
What'd you got in the garage?
You could take Eagle over. Your glass. They whisper each other.
Teleport over. Hey! Oh, you're in the room. How are you doing?
It's rude.
Oh, okay, sorry. I closed the door. How did... Oh, wait, you're rude. I forgot about that.
Talk for a second. Come back. My name is Adrian Eldritch.
Hi, Cerberus.
I know.
The real one, obviously.
Uh-huh. What? Chips?
Wow. How can I help you?
We got potential Nazis in the other room. We just need to sort it out.
Okay.
And something about being from the future in an alternate timeline.
Those guys.
Who's watching?
Yeah, they kind of appeared in my.
Our place. Alien and the boy.
I read his mind. He seemed legitimate. Well, what's going on?
Oh, okay.
They come back out with Adrian Eldridge.
Hello, Mr. Eldridge.
Spitfire.
Yeah, you know they don't seem to understand when someone's bluffing here. They honestly thought I was going to kill the kid.
No, I threatened to kill. Where's Lady Liberty?
No, you threatened that Lady Liberty
yet?
Would kill.
She's not back.
I actually threatened to kill.
Which seems odd.
Now she may have to shake off someone following her or something.
Or it might be a better number. Sorry. Dun, dun, dun.
Or it might be, yeah.
Is Praetorian awake yet?
No, not yet. It's going to take some time for me to focus on his mind, piece it back together. I don't know what happened to it, but it definitely got scrambled, and whatever happened to you guys, it really messed him up.
My guess is rescuing him actually is what brought us here. Because in our timeline, Praetorian is dead, as mm-hmm. I mentioned. So when we rescue him from there, it brought us back here to return him to where he came from.
Oh, I'm sorry. These people appeared in my sanctum today. I have read his mind. He seems legitimate to me, as does she. They did bring Praetorian back. He's at my sanctum.
Oh, okay.
He's going to be out of commission for a little while. I need to rebuild his mind. It's very strange, complicated medical stuff. Don't worry about it. But yes, I have met these people at least once, and my examination of them yielded nothing to raise any flags.
Well, good. Then you're not Nazis from another realm. No. Excellent.
See, in our dimension, mm-hmm. The Nazis lost.
Yeah, that'd be a good thing.
Yeah, and to top it all off, the ultimate humiliation, Adolf Hitler committed suicide.
Yeah, that would be nice.
Yeah, shot himself in the face. Couldn't even bring himself to take poison. Forced his wife Eva Braun to take a cyanide capsule, and then instead of taking the cyanide capsule himself because he was horrified of what it did, he shot himself in the face.
I'm not quite sure. I'm happy of these facts, but yes, he's dead. I'm not a big fan of death.
Adolf Hitler systematically eradicated over 15 million people.
And my world was destroyed by Omega.
Yeah. Yeah, and you hate Omega, don't you?
So,
but I don't want to kill him.
I'm going to take the kid over here. You guys continue your history lesson.
I didn't want to kill Adolf Hitler either, but the fact of the matter is he killed himself, which is just ultimate irony.
Well, you went off with the kid.
He's actually not here.
Well, where did you go with him?
I just think it's ultimate irony that the man went around killing all these people.
You can still see them. I'm sure you guys didn't go in another room.
In the end, he ended up killing himself.
Because just away, little, face the just fact a few, that like, you know, 20 feet away from you guys.
So, I thought it was amusing. Well, it's not really amusing. It's kind of depressing, but ultimately.
So, anyway, I tried to throw this car, and that worked. And then I tried to punch this guy in the back of the head. That didn't work. And then everything kind of went black.
So, what happened to Freedom Eagle?
Someone...
Long story.
I believe possibly me suffocated him.
You believe possibly?
Well, I blacked out.
Well, when we got there was a strange fog. And people were kind of milling about in it, acting weird. And he grabbed someone in the crowd and started saying something to him I couldn't hear. I was too far away. And then he vanished and popped up behind, Mr. Eagle. And put him in a chokehold.
Yeah, there's wanted posters on him.
Yeah, I popped it behind Freedom Eagle and put him in a chokehold. I don't know what was going on.
He choked Freedom Eagle.
Into unconsciousness.
And then he attacked me.
Then got shot by an arrow.
Yeah, they have Medusa's bow.
Yeah.
Really? Yeah, Wind Whistler does, yeah. It's been in her family for generations. It's the family heirloom. Yeah, Medea actually had it stolen. She was attempting to resurrect Medusa in our timeline, and we managed to stop her with one of our friends named Public Defender. He's not here. I'm going to go let him out in the garage so he shuts the hell up.
Do you want out in the garage?
Come on.
weird.
Yes. Very, very weird.
Psychotic. I know we don't have a lot of room to talk.
No, we have a lot.
I'm dating an 8-foot tall dog. But
only back in the day.
Apparently, in this now mission, I'm human. My alter ego is married to Wynn Whistler's alter ego, which is kind of scary.
Yeah, I got his autograph.
Yeah, wait. I completely don't see that.
Oh, what?
What?
You're well. Hey, I can get two autographs. Can you sign right there? Two different inventions might be worth a lot.
Right.
Why do you have a Nazi sympathizer's signature?
No. Yeah. This is when he won the gold
medal for swimming.
Yeah.
This is before his Nazi sympathizer.
Yeah, I'm not really certain I want to sign that. That's a sore point for me.
Oh, okay.
But thank you.
Now he's a Nazi sympathizer. So now he's bad. Back then he just swam in sports.
Yeah, I think I need to go talk to my alternate self. Only problem is I wonder what happens. I wonder if there's like a paradox or something if I actually encounter my alternate form. I wonder if that's like time travel.
I don't know. You'd have to talk to Eldritch or about that kind of thing.
Eldritch is busy over there talking with the mechanist and the little boy, so. So what's this about 8-foot tall dog?
Oh, we never introduced ourselves.
No.
I'm Blue Streak. This is Cerberus.
Yo.
As in the guardians of the gates of Hades?
We don't talk about that.
Right.
But he still shakes his leg when he's scratching behind his ear. See?
Don't do that. It's demeaning.
It's demeaning. So what are you doing on the mortal plane?
We don't talk about that either.
That bad, huh?
He's fighting to overthrow the Nazis.
Yeah.
And the fascist American government.
And it's kind of
fun. I can't argue with you on that one.
Hate those fascist guys. Yeah. Kind of like other conquerors.
Conquerors? Like Alexander the Great?
Yeah, he was a prick.
Yeah. He did die at a very young age, though.
Yeah.
We're trying to find singularity.
Yes.
Singularity? And, the Russian guy?
Yes.
And Nulia? Nulio.
Nulia is Singularity's name.
Oh, okay. I get him confused.
Singularity is an interesting superhero in our dimension.
He's been missing for quite a while in our dimension, and we have reason to believe that.
Yeah, he. I think if I remember correctly, he sided. He's a villain now. He sided with the Atomic Brain.
I'm from.
Do you guys have the Atomic Brain here?
I have never heard.
I've never heard of the Atomic Brain.
Oh, you guys were lucky.
Really?
Yeah, he's really bad.
Our world's filled with Nazis.
Yeah, there's also Omega. I don't know if you guys have encountered him yet.
No.
Yeah, the man kills with a look. Well, he's not really a man, he's an alien. He's an outsider.
We don't.
They're sort of sitting over 20 feet away, looking at each other.
I'm talking to them about, like, our dimension stuff. Singularity is a bad guy in our dimension, isn't he? He sided with the bank.
There is a singularity, yes. You don't know if it's the same singularity, but there's a singularity who is one of Atomic Brain's cronies.
Yeah.
One of the cronies. He's been brain. He was a former hero that was brainwashed by Atomic Brain.
And
now it's part of his nuclear family.
Like what he was trying to do to me.
Mm-hmm. He wanted you to join the nuclear family.
But
along with Gamma the Atom Smasher.
Yeah. I was explaining the Atomic Brain. They're like, we don't have an Atomic Brain here. I'm like, oh, you're lucky. And they're like, yeah. I was like, well, do you guys know Omega? And they're like, no, who's that? It's like, oh.
We have all different supervillains.
Yeah.
Yeah, we've got Atlas.
That's incorrect, actually. There will be a summary. Now, I will give you some information. However, I have agreed to let him go. He was incredibly helpful. His job here in the United States is done. He is a researcher, not a fighter.
Would you explain all of his nice little nifty tools?
Yes. He himself
is following orders. So he has, in exchange for his freedom, which he plans to go back to Germany as soon as he can, in exchange for his freedom, he has given me the information we need. And before I give you the information that he gave me, I must have your agreement that you will let him leave unhindered.
That's not really up to us.
Who's that up to?
It would be Praetorian. It's Praetorian. Up to you.
So he's unconscious.
Praetorian's kind of out of it.
Out of it, I would defer to Lady Liberty.
And if Lady Liberty is indisposed, who would you defer to then? Because Lady Liberty's not here.
Can you wipe his mind of this?
Tony Rex goes, what? Who's dead? Bowman? Bowman's dead. Fletcher. Bowman. Fletcher Beaumont. Bowman is dead.
Yes. He's...
Whoa.
He died?
I'm going to have to tell him that.
Hey, I'm pretty much okay with letting the kid go.
Well, I'd be okay with it. He's a rotten little punk. But...
Well, imagine an 11-year-old being kidnapped.
Yeah.
He's not going to come quietly, as any 11-year-old would do his
best. But he is a Nazi.
He's a kid. Under the control of the Nazis.
But can you wipe his mind of this location?
No, I do not have that. So what that means is we would probably have to ship locations.
We can do that, but we have to wait.
We can't wait. That's the issue.
You can't wait.
We cannot wait.
I take it there's something that's pressing that we have to do now.
Yes.
Now, but the thing that we're that you guys
something that will make the atomic bomb, Nazis, and Japan look like common thugs in front of Praetorians.
Don't tell me Omega's coming.
No, something worse.
Okay.
What's possibly worse than Omega?
Freedom Eagle.
Yes.
I can't say.
Are you okay with letting him go?
If what our little sloppy friend there is telling, if what he is telling us is true, I don't see why Praetorian or Lady Liberty, wherever she is, she should be here by now.
Okay.
I don't see why she wouldn't agree to it, and he wouldn't agree to it. If it would save lives,
Mr. Kid.
That's the real reason we're doing
this. Where do you want me to take you?
You'll probably want to take me someplace neutral that will take me a while to get back from, so give you time to relocate, if I am not mistaken, and to clean this place, if you will. If you wanted to, you could take me to the observatory, 12 miles northwest of town, and leave me there.
Okay, I can do that. Now, can you tell us the stuff?
Yes.
You have my word. I will take you there.
Now?
Well, as soon as I hear what's going on.
At 2 a.m. in the morning, 200 hours, a Japanese submarine will be docking at Lonely Point. Inside, it has the inert...
Lonely Point is the name of the naval station. Near.
It has the inert singularity. It is a living, breathing hero. It was trained by the Russian people to be a hero, as it was born from the Tunguska event.
Tunguska?
Yeah, in Russia. And the Russians trained it to be heroes. However, since you have now stated that they have fallen, the Japanese now have their hands on him. He or she emits strange tachyons in which the United States is hoping to make a tachyon bomb. Which will trump the atomic bomb.
Tachyon bomb would destroy the entire planet, though.
Yes. And there's one man who's currently researching it. His name is relatively unimportant. Who he is in our dimension is the atomic brain.
Oh, my God.
He will be arriving at... They will be arriving with an envoy of Crimson Katana, an agent named Spasm, Blackout, at Lonely Point...
American named Dr. Sangre.
Oh, it's Dr. Hamilton. Okay, that's the atomic brain's name. Uh-huh. He's working for the United States. That is why Seattle is
the atomic brain.
Freedom no. City is
Dr. Being Hamilton is the is the atomic brain in their time.
That is why
American envoy present not only with the military is Dr. Sangre and Blackout. The Japanese are going to have Crimson Katana, Spasm, and a German emissary, Baron von Jost.
That is why Freedom City has been given to the Japanese, so that the Singularity will be closer to the American soil. Now, I know, because of my alienness and our research with Tachyon, if they fail, it will destroy this planet.
Even if they succeed, it will destroy this planet. You can't contain a singular...
Well, they're certainly trying.
You can't contain a Tachyon beam. It's been tried. Look what happened to, you know...
Right. Okay, we know what we have to do. Take the kid. Hit submarine. Take the Singularity.
I do have identity memory. Oh, and by the way, interesting history.
Nulia is currently contained in a titanium egg. While inside it, he is supposed to be inert. Handoff is at 0200.
We either need to stop the sub or sink it.
On the deck of the USS Ticonderoga. Problem is, you don't know what sub is.
Singularity,
you know what sub will be
being, we have to get him away from them.
If we can, but we need to make sure...
Now, it is a naive creature, so be careful.
We need to make sure either one we get it or we need to stomp it. Because, unfortunately, it's more dangerous. I mean, if we can save it, fine. If not, we need to stop it at least.
We can't kill him.
I didn't say that.
What we could do is we could take it up to my I think it's mine.
It should be.
Space station. Veda is currently working on containing the situation.
Well, we may be able to find
the most transistors he can.
We may be able
cartridges.
To, we may be able to find the sub.
Mm-hmm.
How much time? What time is it?
Oh, gosh. Mid afternoon.
Okay.
So you guys got probably about 12 hours before.
We could go speak to the oracles and see if we can find the sub. Just as a first portion, because if we could stop it before it even got here, get it out of the sub. I mean, that'd be the best thing. Backup plan: when the sub lands, then we take it.
The problem that I foresee is actually fighting on a sub.
Why?
Because getting into it, one, is going to be a problem, and two, there are superheroes on the sub that aren't going to let us just take.
Yeah, Singular. Then we fight them and we beat them and we take Singularity.
But I can't get down onto a submarine.
And on top of that, we're going to be knocking holes through the only thing that will keep us alive.
Yeah, it is rather tight in there, you know. We can run circles in the sub.
He can.
It'd be kind of weird.
Well, we could force the sub up, though.
Sub still sinks.
Well, why would they sink the sub? We can still do this.
Maybe we intentionally sink the sub. I'm just talking about if we pound someone down to the bottom of the sub and blow the hole to the bottom of the sub, the sub will
sink. I can control my hits.
I don't even know how we would get onto the sub.
I just think we should stop before it even gets there.
But that is the information that he has relayed to me, so we can
now from what he's talking about, it's no less dangerous out in the ocean than it is
on the shore.
Well, but they'll have
there's
more...
Just different
and also,
wait,
we alert them...
As
on
a
the
question, you guys had the King of Atlantis on the opposing side, right? Mm-hmm. Fighting in the water.
No, you are correct. There is that guy. I forgot about him. Though we could move the whole sub. Wait.
So.
Teleport the sub out to the middle of Midwest Kansas. I think Kansas in the middle of a field.
I'm gonna run around the city and see if I see be anywhere.
Okay. Not in your reconnaissance. You don't see her. I mean, there's a lot of chaos going on with the various fire engines and whatnot going out around doing their big thing because big gas mains blew downtown. The police are out in force, and the military, the Japanese military, is patrolling the streets, and the U.S. military is. From what you can tell, been ordered off the streets of Freedom City by a presidential decree from President Lyons himself. So,
does that
otherwise no sign,
and no news about it being captured.
None of the news criers are running around going extra read all about it. You know, they're talking about the terrorist attack in the plaza, but no terrorists were captured, or what is what they're saying.
And there were three unidentified terrorists. Three new unidentified terrorists.
They're multiplying.
I'll report back.
More information will probably be available with the evening issue. So, once they get the paper.
She may have been captured.
Well,
you'd think they would announce that, though.
Maybe. Not necessarily.
Maybe they want to interrogate her.
Well,
depends on who captured her, ultimately.
Yeah.
Brainwashing.
The Japanese might not be so open as far as letting them know what happened, and the Americans, I'm sure, would, but Japanese or even the Germans could have her at this point.
Yeah.
But
yeah.
She should be here by now. That is the bottom line. She should be here. And
all right.
If she's not here, we need to get out of here as fast as we can.
Okay, where are we meeting up? Well, wait. I'll tell you what. Wait until I come back, and then we'll decide where we're meeting up.
Okay.
Okay.
I'm going to take the kid to the tower.
To the observatory?
Yeah.
Okay.
It was nice meeting you, Mr. Nazi kid. I'm sorry that you're a Nazi. You can leave now. You're free to go.
Mumble something as he leaves.
I've eaten. I mean, never mind. I'll come back.
Sad.
Right, where are we meeting? I know this nice little restaurant with a back room,
well,
in a pleasant environment.
If we would like to invade my space station, you guys have absolutely no satellites.
I don't know what that is.
It's up in space.
I don't even know what a space station is. I'm assuming it's up in space. Other than that, so
it's something
okay.
More readily accessible to all of us.
It has a teleporting room. Teleports you anywhere on the planet.
But this place has peanuts and beer.
Food generators.
You but, hope.
<I know. laughs> Hello, here's your weekly survey of gruel. We gotta take it over.
Oh, now. Food generator, yes. This tube opens up and this paste comes out.
All right.
Everything a growing body needs. A growing Acadian needs.
Excuse me, I need to work on this shit, on this station. It'll take about 5 years and we just stop everything.
But this place has peanuts and a nice atmosphere and beer and bikers and lots of fun. And a poker game in back. We'll be fine. I know the owner. His name's Frank. I go there all the time. And none of your wiggity outer space stuff.
And I will, this is Adrian Eldridge. So again, I will return to my sanctum. I'm sure the little one will be telling them about my appearance here, so I will have to work some magic to fix that problem.
Can you make all of our traces in here disappear?
I can, yes. It would take me a little bit more time, but...
Or should we just burn down the place?
It might be easier for us to just clean up.
Okay. I'm sure Mr. Rocket and Miss Streak here could probably handle that.
No gasoline?
I will get Praetorian to a safe location and work on fixing him, and then I will let you know. You seem to have one of my coins.
Yes.
I will contact you through that when he is ready to be when he is awake again.
You know the worst thing about these dice are they made out of ball.
I say we find another. Warehouse.
And Freedom Eagle. Well, we do have some safe houses we can try it to, but really we need to go someplace that Lady Liberty wouldn't know about.
Right.
If they had captured her, there's no telling what information they could get out of her by ripping it out of her brain.
We can't.
Nobody goes there.
We can't take him any place, really.
I got a suitcase.
Hold on. Could you please go get me a 4-gallon container?
Got a 4-gallon container.
With a little belt and gun floating in it.
Hey, that was easy. Put you on the back of the bike.
And luckily, since I don't actually speak, I can still talk to each and every one of you.
Takes care of that problem. My friends have seen otter things.
I still suggest the space station, but that's purely because it's isolated. And we actually have sensors there. Horrible. Horrible sensors.
Oh, would you rather go to the space station thing?
Well, I don't think we should go to Frank's because it's too public.
Fine. I'm not really public biker bard. They owe me money.
You can get your money later.
Fine. Gooey guy. Beam me up.
Okay.
Beta. Yeah.
Could you teleport us all up?
Oh, yeah, I could definitely do that. How many?
Okay, let's see. 1, 2, 3, 4, mm-hmm. 5.
And six, motorcycle.
7. Just hold it.
Your motorcycle doesn't have to come.
No, no, I can't leave you here. Nazis will get
8.
Eight of you. Okay. Try to stand apart from each other. I don't want to get you guys mixed up.
Could you please put me down?
Chunk. I mean, you know, I did have that mistake earlier today. But, you know, I think I've got the controls just fine now.
Don't worry, we have a top-notch medical facility.
I've only burned out 4 fuses while I've been up here.
They're still on fuses.
Oh, yeah.
We're going to the space station.
It's amazing.
They vetoed Frank.
I found a warp cartridge, though. That's kind of funny. They got a Commodore up here. Anyway, you guys need to stand about 3 meters apart from each other, in a line relatively perpendicular to the gravitational axis of the Earth.
So when is this when is the teleportation going to work? Because I've been standing here for like 2 minutes now, and I'm getting
bored. All right, all of you stand in this line like this.
Okay.
If this kills me again, I'm going to be really irritated.
Okay, as they say in on human planets, cross your fingers.
What?
8 little beams shoot down, and then you guys are now in this odd space station.
Clean isn't the last.
And that's where we'll end it for tonight.
I spent points on headquarters.